You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
People hate women. People hate women.
No.
Vagina.
I don't hate women. What makes you think that?
Because when the two girls were acting kooky, you were looking at them like you wanted to cut their throats and watch football.
All right, you're not wrong there. You're not wrong.
What's up? All right, we're back. I'm back from Aruba. What a fucking great place, Aruba. If you want to fuck St. Martin's, fuck Mexico, fuck Jamaica. Yeah, let's go to Jamaica, but you can't leave the fucking resort. Sounds fun. That sounds fun. That sounds fucking, yeah, fucking fuck off. 2% crime rate. That's it. I know. The fucking girl. The girl.
Yeah, the girl.
No, unbelievable. Great time. Great vacation. Here's what you do when you go to a hotel on vacation, too. Get yourself a C-note. Break it into 20s. You walk in the door. Everybody you touch, hand them a fucking Doubleberry. You understand me? Hand the guy out front a Doubleberry. The guy who takes your bags, give him a fucking 20. The lady at the front desk is checking you in. Hello, what's your... Yeah, here's 20 for you, sweetie. Thank you so much. What kind of room am I in? Are they getting me a good room? Here's 20. Thank you. The manager comes out. Give him a 20. Thank you for having me. That bump. And then when you go to the room, give the other fucking guy 20. They'll love you all week, whatever you want.
It seems like a lot. I'm not even a cheap guy. That seems like a lot. $20 just to carry the bags?
Imagine you, all right, here, I'm going to put it in your perspective.
I understand they'll care for you all week, but...
All right, I'm going to put it in perspective for you. Mm-hmm. You go to a hotel, hand out a dollar to everybody you see. Same thing for me. Ba-la-boom.
I hand out a
Seinfeld would be giving hundreds out. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It goes on. Bill Gates, fucking fives. Hundreds.
All right, you're a great guy. You're a great customer. You tip well.
I'm just telling you,
I'm happy for
that $100 at the beginning is going to get you the best room they got.
Yeah.
And they're going to, seriously, it's going to give you the best room they got, especially if you go, they put me in a good room this time. They'd be like, oh, we'll put you in a real good one now.
Yeah, they'll take care of you.
Because they're getting paid whatever.
Yeah.
They're getting whatever. They're not making a ton of cash.
Right.
You give them a fucking Doubleberry, thank you. I can get a fucking drink. That chick's taking the bus to work. From the dusty side of the island.
Did you make up Doubleberry?
Doubleberry?
Yeah, what's a Doubleberry?
Yeah.
Okay, Doubleberry.
Like, maybe he'll explain.
It sounds like lipstick flavor.
If you go to
Doubleberry.
If you go to a casino, why'd you wear a t-shirt with those?
I know, they're bouncy.
I'm like, they're so bouncy and they're fun.
She looks like her podcast art with those things.
I know.
Well, of course, we got Lauren is here and Deepu is here and Christy Cello.
Hi.
Brand new show.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Talking Funny with Christy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if you don't know why we named it that, then you're dumb. I'm not going to say the retarded word because I read 7 reasons why you shouldn't use the word retarded.
It's my favorite word.
Okay, well then. a Doubleberry.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, if you, slot machines back in the day, a 20 would have a Doubleberry. On it. It was
a berry.
Yeah.
Not like a dingleberry. And that just means a $20.
Two cherries. It's two cherries.
And a cherry's a 10?
Well, I just Googled Doubleberry and like marijuana strains came up.
No, put two up cherries. $20 bill Doubleberry. Put that up.
$20. Wow.
That's a lot of cherries.
Yeah, Bobby. look at all that money.
Put Doubleberry Casino.
Daddy, bend me a Doubleberry.
Or slot machine. Slot machine.
Type in what is Bobby talking about?
This is really falling apart on me here. God, I think you're gonna fucking question me. Boom. Look.
There we go.
Well, that's a triple berry.
Yeah. But berries aren't cherries.
Yeah, it's a. I know, honey.
Cherries are berries.
Bubba, It's a slang word, okay?
It's slang. Get it's, with yeah, it. Yeah, it's a happening term.
Yeah. Would you just do hang loose? Hang Anyways.
It's the talk of the town at Bobby's house and nowhere else.
That's a bold statement.
Is it? I got scared when you said that. That happens a lot to everybody.
Why do you get scared?
I peed a little bit.
Why?
Because you're scary.
Shut the fuck up. What?
It's scary, but it's hot.
I'm not scared at all. I'm the most gentle fucking. I try to help everybody. I help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm a very nice person.
You are, but you have an intimidating presence.
I just don't like to be.
But
fucked
it's like
with.
It's like when the mafia helps
I'm
somebody.
I'm talking fucking Deepu. I'm sorry. You know
no,
what?
You're
I'm
a
sorry.
Bear.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a bear.
Quick counterpoint: the mafia boss helps people too, but like.
Am
they
I
expect
Carmella?
Something back. Yeah, you
Can
might
I
be Carmella.
Carmella.
Yeah, I expect something back.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm Meadow Soprano.
And it's just kind of scary to think, like, what does he want back? Does he want me to kill somebody?
Yeah.
Does he want me to rob a bank?
Maybe. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe I'm on the hook for that. That's kind of scary.
How about this? How about you get the TV and the TV working? How's that sound?
That's I did my part. I'm waiting on people.
Look at you. You're turning fucking mob. I'm waiting on people. Tony, I did what I do, but they, these people, what the fuck kind of people are they? They don't fucking get the TV.
That's good.
Marble's not here yet. I don't know why.
All right. Well,
you can't do Italian. I'm the Italian one.
He did a good job.
All right, you can't take that away from me. It's my thing.
You don't sound Italian. You sound fucking Long Island Jewy.
No. Jewy.
Yeah.
No,
Jewy.
quick question about Italians.
Yes.
Yeah. Do Italians clean their ears with a spoon?
No.
What?
I saw a guy do that once at a pizzeria.
He might have just because he didn't have a Q-tip. Italians use Q-tips.
He was probably homeless or something.
I had a friend of mine who was Italian, if you know what I mean.
His family
owned an Italian restaurant.
Wink, wink.
Anytime you went, first of all, they don't use their ovens. Okay? If it's a single Italian guy, he's not cooking. His oven is for fucking papers and guns.
Oh, that's so hot.
Old newspapers, right? And then every time you went to his house, he would make me take my socks off.
Yeah,
that's too much.
Make
me take my socks off and make me put on brand new socks. He didn't understand
weird.
Why people didn't wear new socks every day. He goes, the expense is ridiculous. It's nothing. He goes, he made me take my shoes off and he saw I had socks on them, a little dirty, not dirty, but they were just older. Yeah. They were still white, but they weren't white.
Right.
He goes, take your socks off. I go, no. He goes, take your socks off. So I took my socks off and he gave me new socks. Every time I went to his house, he goes, put your socks on.
Oh my God.
It was kind of nice though.
But he gives you new socks, right?
He had a closet full of new socks.
That sounds incredible.
From a truck
that
over. Yeah. I remember one time he had a cat. And he had a little kitten, right? Loved it. He goes, I love this thing. Next time I went over, I go, where's the cat? I hear, meow. He goes, the fucking cocksucking thing was scratching at my brand new leather couch. I opened the closet door. It was duct taped to the door.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he had a thing for duct tape.
And torture.
Yeah, he would duct tape people and put them in the trunk.
Oh, shit.
And then take them to the casino because they'd be like, I can't go. You're going. And he'd roll duct tape around them and throw them in a trunk, and you wake up at the casino.
Yeah. How'd you come to meet this gentleman?
I worked at an Italian restaurant in the North End, which me and Don went to, La Famiglia Giorgio's, and it was just a family-owned Italian, old-school, you know, Italian restaurant. And they're the sweetest people in the world. The guy still, Al still works there. Marianne still owns it. He still greets people at the door.
That's
sweetest
nice.
People
that
ever.
That kind of hospitality is the best.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos made by this guy, Frank Giaquinto.
Yeah.
And he's like a nobody on YouTube. He has like 2,000 views tops on his videos.
Yeah.
But he just really goes through like detail about like how to make a pizza.
That's cool.
And he does shout outs for like all these pizzerias that he's been working at. And he knows all their names, all the family names. Very endearing. Very nice guy.
That sounds great.
That was kind of a dead end story. But
it was not. I think, here's the thing with the YouTube videos. I can do a YouTube spiral. For hours.
Yeah, dude.
Just go from, I don't know how they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I love that new Laughable app. Did you see Laughable?
Yeah, I'm on Laughable apparently. I'm listed.
You're all on it.
Really?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God.
Laughable is this brand new app, mm-hmm. okay? It's a brand new app. Hang on one second. I'm sorry.
It helps you find podcasts that your favorite comedians have been on.
It's
oh my
exactly.
God, that's cool.
It's a brand new app that. Well, like, okay, so if, hold that right there. Okay, there you go. It's a brand new app that if you, what am I doing this for? it's a nine cameras in front of me.
Yeah. Hi.
Give me this.
He set up his camera.
Give me this. Stop that. Just get away. I fucked up. I'm an idiot. I have vacation brain. It's a brand new app that has all, it's comedy podcasts. But here's the thing. You have your show, right?
Yeah.
But you're on my show?
Yeah.
So you're on my show today. When you go to my show, you show up. You'll show up on my show. Then click on you. It will show every podcast you've been on. So I'll show up
ever?
Again. Yes. So
how
I'll. But listen, let me finish.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Got too excited.
I know. There's more excitement. But it will show all the podcasts you've been on. So now you can click on shows. What, I never heard of that show. Click on that show, and it will show you the guests on that show. It's just a never-ending spiral of amazing comedy, comics, and podcasts that you don't know. You don't know. I don't know all the podcasts you've been on, but if I click on your name, I'll see them.
Wow,
that's wild.
And it's unbelievable, laughable. Mm-hmm. It's a free app on. I believe right now it's just on
iOS.
iOS. It's coming to. Android. I look at Deepu like
Aruba.
Yeah, Aruba brain.
Did you tell that guy to list me and Lauren on that app?
I did not.
Oh.
Okay. How did they know?
I guess he listens to the show. Right?
They listen to the show. Yeah.
Who is this man?
It is. If you don't get that app, you are dumb. If you like podcasting, I'm telling you, go get Laughable on your iPhone, on Android soon. It is the number one. It's going to be the number one podcasting app out there. Wow. Nothing's going to touch it. Other people are going to try to, you know, do it, but they're not going to be able to because it's already done. And it's just getting bigger. So make sure you check it out. Another thing we got. Let's do a little good fan, bad fan.
Sure. Let's do it.
Shall we?
Hey, sugar. It's time we all gather around and get down. To hear from the good fans.
I'm a premium member and I send pussy pics.
And the not so good fans.
I only listen when Giannis isn't there.
This motherfucker, Deepu's getting good.
Shout out to the one time we had black people here last week.
Yeah, I think something rubbed off.
Did you say boom or boo?
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
I meant to say blop, blop, but I said boom. Blop, 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 blop.
All right, what do we got? That was good, Deepu.
That was so good.
I like that one.
This is like love making music.
Let's do this. What do we got?
Our first good fan is a 4-star review on iTunes by Jew Gonzo. He says, great comedic variety and a riot to listen or watch.
Exactly. Yes. It really is. I know. I get shit. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I get shit because certain people... There's just a small group. I know, look, whatever it is, a couple hundred guys or 100, they want the same guys on every week. They want the same. I get it. They want the same guys on every week. I love those guys. And mm-hmm. I did that for, that's not my show anymore. Mm-hmm. I love meeting new comics every week. I love the show energy being different. It's been killing it. This show has not have a, we haven't had a flumper in fucking a long time.
That's awesome.
Show's been great, and every show has been a different comic. Mm-hmm. That's what the show's about. It's a comic hang. We're hanging out. We did cut it down, though. I know we have people. The people are, you still have 8 people? No, we don't. We have 3 comics on every week. That's it. So go fuck your sister.
Or me. Just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Don't you're not.
Leave me alone.
All right, let's go. Bad fan.
Our first bad fan.
It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be awful.
Is in response to our episode with Mike Kaplan. Mm-hmm. I think 2 weeks ago we had that one. And it was by Ronald Morrison. He says, yuck, another retard-filled shit show.
Exactly.
All 3 things are wrong about that. Yeah. It's not retarded. It wasn't filled. We didn't have 8 people here. Yeah. And it wasn't a shit show. Right?
It was a great show. But what he's talking about is that he wants... I know what type of show he wants. He wants just me and the guys. Mm-hmm. Fucking nice hat. Where'd you get the hat? Nice dick. Where's your pussy? Fuck you, your mother. Bob, here's the bandana. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Even the father of ball busting gets sick of it.
No, I don't. Shut your face.
I don't know why I try and speak
shut
for you every 2 minutes.
Up.
Deepu sounds sexy.
For the love
today.
Of God, you two.
He does.
Shut up.
It's really hot.
I I get it, but it's just, you know, look, man, that's it. God bless you. Mm-hmm. God bless you. They're out there, so fucking go listen to it. But thank you for your input, you fucking twat.
It's a dude, why can't you have the same, dude, have what I want every week, dude.
Fuck yourself. Go ahead.
Our second good fan says, hey, dude, I just want to let you know that a podcast episode from a year ago helped me lose 50 pounds.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. Incredible. I wish I was writing that. I wish I was the one who wrote that good fan.
That's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
It is great. And it's not the only one. I've gotten a bunch of emails of guys.
Really?
Because around a year ago, we did a bunch of stuff about weight, and we really got motivated, and I'm the only one who didn't listen. I got to lose weight. What?
I'm just writing you a note.
Oh, okay. But could you do it subtle?
Yeah, but you're sitting there going,
I have peripheral, and you're holding a white.
You got so distracted.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it touched you. Frankie, I was going to
subtly. Yeah, but subtly slide it. Where'd you learn subtle from? The fucking the joke man. I didn't come up with place? I love that though. Good for you, buddy. I'm so happy.
Congratulations,
man.
He says, give it a listen if you're struggling with carbs.
Yeah.
You have your listener support. We love you.
What's the episode again?
The episode name was Calamari.
Calamari, which funny. I love.
Is carbs sort of the thing that
I think so
gets you, Bobby?
Carbs is the thing I think gets
me
everybody.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
entering my first fat.
Yeah. You what?
I'm entering my first fat.
Oh, really? You should get a little chubby.
I have, yeah.
Don't get too fat, though.
I'm going to try, man. I've just been eating like a guy that
you
works at a radio.
You want to get bigger?
Oh, you just stepped on your joke?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
You really suck.
Yeah, it's okay.
I saw him trying to get out twice.
I want to hear the joke so bad,
still
no, there wasn't a joke there. That was just...
it was
just
a good line, though. It was coming out.
It was a good
out.
Line,
like,
and
you know? It was just coming out. And she stepped on it twice. Yeah. God, what
do you want to hear it anyway?
I do.
Man, I've been eating like a guy that works at a radio station.
See, it's a great payoff.
Thanks, dude.
Just call it, dude.
You know what, dude?
Sorry, dude.
Love stepping on my jokes, dude.
All right, we got another bad? Let's do another bad one.
Our second bad fan.
Of course you have another bad one. You never have another good one. We couldn't do three good ones. We could do 20 bad ones in a row. God forbid any of you fans write good fan stuff. Can we have, what's the address to write good fan, bad fan?
I guess they can email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com, but
okay.
I never check it.
Okay, well, can you fucking asshole?
They can leave a comment.
I
check the iTunes reviews every week, and I check the YouTube comments every week, and it's literally killing me inside.
Really?
A little bit.
Well, why?
Only one that's like, even if there's like one bad comment, it fucking just irks me.
Oh, whatever.
Because it's like everyone thinking they know like how audio works and like why it should be better.
Okay, go ahead.
I fucking hate everybody. iVinny says on YouTube, Flat Brim Bobby, remember Duckbill Bobby? From he says Duckbill Bobby needs a good Colin Quinn smashing.
What does that even mean?
It means a ball busting. I would have respected that comment more if he was like, he needs a good shovel to the face. If it was violent. I expected Vinny to be violent. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be...
hey, have your best friend beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, have your best friend verbally attack you in a funny way so we could all laugh.
Yeah.
I would respect it more if it was, I would love Colin Quinn to literally... use a paper cutter on your fucking knuckles. Would have been better than that. All right, well, the guests are here. The guests are here.
Yay.
Hello. The guests are here. And one of them has my mother's jacket on.
Really?
Listen, no.
She has great taste.
She really does. What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. We're going to... where's Christy go? She went to pee? All right, so let's announce everybody. We already started the show.
All right.
We're good with Bad Fan. We do a thing every week where it's good fan, bad fan. We read a good comment. And then we back it up with a nice, hot, fuck you comment.
Great.
And, you know, we don't want to just be phony and read all the good stuff, which most shows do.
Mm.
You know, successful shows. Just, good, 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 good. Yeah. We want to be self-deprecating and keep ourselves, you know, not on the top 100 on iTunes past that point. We want to go in there and out real quick, you know?
What's better than a nice big number?
Yeah. What do you got?
All right. So our first guest today is a comedian and Primetime Emmy Award winner for outstanding writing on the John Oliver program last week tonight is Josh Gondelman.
Hello.
You won an Emmy?
I did.
oh my God, are you in the right place? You know?
That's this awesome. Is Charlie Rose, right? This is the Charlie
Yes. Thank you very much for coming on. Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm as surprised as you are still.
That's great. Congratulations. Do you have it?
I do, yeah.
Where is it?
I always carried it in a bag.
What are you, fucking Paul Mercurio? You know, he did that for like a couple weeks. When he won an
really?
Emmy. He won an Emmy on The Daily Show. He used to come down to the cellar with the Emmy.
That's really funny.
He used to carry. That's fucking scary is what that is.
It's very pointy. It's really heavy, too. I mean, like, it's pointy. Yeah.
I know. I actually picked up Louis. There was a party at Louis, and my kid grabbed it off his shelf. And I was like, no. So I go, my kid's got your Emmy. He goes, who cares?
Yeah, but that's Louis.
Don't let him touch the Peabody.
I'll win more Emmys.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He has a whole fucking rack of them.
This could be the only one I ever get. So
oh, come on.
No children can touch it.
Jesus, God damn. Have some. I think you'll get another one.
Thank you.
All right. Well, apparently you do too. That fucking quick thank you. Welcome to the show,
bro. Is it pure gold? Is it like,
No.
I'll never be near one. I don't fucking know.
We know. What are you fucking, a child? Is it pure gold?
It's actually.
Is it made of chocolate?
Yeah, it's chocolate on the inside, gold on the outside.
That'd be great if it was chocolate. If nobody ever checked and it really was chocolate on the inside.
Just like one brave award.
Or just some
winner.
Slightly yeah. radioactive material so that it's like gradually killing you.
I mean, certainly working in comedy is gradually killing me.
Just amplifying that effect. By a tiny amount.
If it did control people just to be democratic.
Yeah.
No, Trump. He's not my president.
Oh,
all right, who else we got here?
We also have comedian, writer, actor, practicing Buddhist,
ooh.
And host of the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Yeah. We have Duncan Trussell here today.
Yay. That's great, man. Welcome to the show, brother.
You. Thanks for having me.
And now you're East Coast, too.
Yeah, I moved here.
That's great. I mean, is it for work or is it just...
Just to do more stand-up.
But you're... We're in L.A., correct?
I was in L.A., yeah.
Okay, but L.A. to me is exploding right now.
Well, it is, yeah, for sure. But there's three main clubs, and you got to drive to get to them.
Right.
So, and I was just working out the Comedy Store and the Improv mostly, but I live in Pasadena, so I just got sick of driving in traffic. And a lot of people were saying, like my friend Ari was saying, move to New York.
Ari?
Yeah, Ari Shaffir.
Who is? What's his name? Is that Jewish guy?
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite people on the planet.
He's a wonderful human. He's one of my best friends. But I called him up because he's the most honest person I know. And I asked if he thought I should move here, what it'd be like. And he said, yeah, just come. It's great. You'll love it.
He is. He is such a. He's got life down.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you. I'm glad I didn't. I love my son. I love my wife. I love my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I really do. And I didn't mean that to rhyme. I've said that. That was not an accident. But if I had met him before I had met, you know, got involved with my wife, if I have ever became friends with him when I was single, I'd just be fucking living life like him.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
He would have taught you his lesson of like, you know what? Where he is, by the way, right now. You know where he is?
I'll tell you something right now. I posted a picture of us on Instagram last Thursday for Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Hashtag TBT, right? Because, you know, I'm in my 40s and I have a child. And I have to go TBT. You gotta get in touch with the kids. But I put that up there. We went to Noma together in Denmark, and it's him. It's all him. I didn't even think about it. He made a reservation. He knew 3 months ahead of time we're going to Denmark. He just said, "Oh yeah, I'll make a reservation at Noma."
Yeah.
And it's like throwing, we probably won't get in, but we might. And we went by and we're like, we're here. And they got us in.
Wow.
Wow.
Me and him had the fucking best meal of my life, that cocksucker.
Yeah.
And we're such insecure assholes too. I was like, let's enjoy it. Let's not use our phones. Everybody else is taking photos. Let's use our minds. And use dumbest move I've ever done. I can't remember one dish.
Yeah, you can't hashtag TBT your mind. It was really good.
27 dishes, 3 hours. I don't remember fucking dime of it.
Wow.
So anyways, I love this guy. And I really do, because the way he lives his life and the way he thinks about things. I mean, he's like, I have to make this much money a year,
right?
And I can say no to whatever I want, and I can go wherever I want and do whatever I want, and it's just a free, a freeing vibe around him. And he's seen so much.
He I stayed at his place when I came here to look for a place. And so I was the last person to see him before he went to Myanmar. And so Ari, this is...
Can you tell us where that is?
It's like near Vietnam.
Okay.
So he just... It was the coolest thing that I've seen in a long time, which is I went to his place. He had this bag, a shoddily packed bag of like t-shirts and few shorts. He took his phone, which already you know is like a flip phone because he doesn't want to be sucked into the internet. He took that phone, threw it in a drawer, took a bong hit, and was like, all right, man, I'll see you in like a month or two. Gone. Gone.
What?
Off the grid. Ari is off the grid. Apparently he's coming back in April because I thought he was going to be back at least in a month and a half, and then he didn't come back, so I started getting nervous, and I figured I'm the last person to see him, so I got to, like, make sure he's okay, you know? So I like, got in touch with some of his people, but, yeah, he's coming back. He's gone for 3 months. The guy deposited his phone in a drawer in his place, took a bong hit, and vanished off into the world.
Did he take any chocolates or anything?
Like any treats?
No, I tried to. No, he didn't. I offered him something to take. I thought he could enjoy out there. And he's like, no, because they'll execute you. I can't bring it. Because it's
what?
Like, yeah, I think with the part of the world he's going to, if you get caught with drugs, they'll execute you. Or you've seen that. You've seen what's it
he's
called?
He's gonna get broke down palaced.
Yes,
right? Is that
exactly
the one with Claire Danes?
Yeah. They'll get you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Talk to me.
You know when you go to Saudi Arabia for
example?
Yeah,
yeah. I went there last week with the kid. No. I don't fucking know. I was in Wisconsin. I'm going
with
to fucking... I'm going to South by Southwest. That's my exotic life. What the fuck?
In Saudi Arabia, if you get caught with weed, they will execute you. They'll
really
give you the death penalty.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What if you have a clit?
Yeah.
They don't like it.
They'll let it slide if it's your first offense.
So if you get caught with weed in Saudi Arabia, you will die.
Actually, some people are so paranoid that they're afraid to eat like a poppy seed bagel or to have anything on them at all that could possibly be related to drugs because they're so strict over there with that.
So there's no-
that must be hard for all the Jews, right? With no bagels in Saudi Arabia.
I guess so, yeah.
Just that thriving Jewish community.
That's huge over there.
I think it's Ari, and then he leaves, and then it's nobody.
So I didn't know. I never thought of it. Do they have a drug problem? Not at all over there, right?
In Saudi Arabia?
In Saudi Arabia, no.
Well, they still, I mean.
Because every country has their thing that they do that they, sorry guys, I have to take a sip of my, I don't know if you see it blinking, my
put
water
it up to
bottle.
The camera.
Yeah. It reminds me.
Some kind of antidote?
It actually, no, this is my new, it's a Hydrate Sparks.
That's cool.
It lights up and reminds me to drink water.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. So it was going off. I've got more shit for this bottle.
If you don't drink water, we all explode.
What was the thing? I thought this would be a hit. Apparently nobody likes.
It's cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. My phone just dropped. That's gone for the show. I'm off the grid. Yeah.
Going
I'm off
to
the
Myanmar.
Grid for the show. I'm going to, that's as far as I get to Myanmar. So what is their thing over there besides, you know?
Well, apparently Myanmar is a very important cog in the international drug trafficking network.
So they sell it, they just don't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really not familiar with drug laws in Myanmar, but I know when I offered Ari.
I really just put you on the spot.
Dude. Foreign correspondent, Duncan Trussell is here today.
Duncan, can I call you Dunk?
Yeah.
Is that what they called you on the basketball court? Dunk. Yeah, I'm sorry. I really did.
All I know is when I offered him drugs when he left, he wouldn't take them. And I've never seen Ari say no to drugs. So
never.
I've assumed he was aware of whatever their drug laws are over there and it scared him enough that he wouldn't risk traveling with
I was at Bonnaroo with him. And of course, I've been sober for 30 years. I don't do any of that shit. But I remember he goes, yo, man, it was after the shows. He's shirtless, of course. And he goes, we're going into the crowd. We're doing mushrooms, going in the crowd. I go, what, really? Let me see the mushrooms. He literally holds it. It looks like a salad bag.
Yeah.
Like one of those family packs.
Oh, my God.
He goes, right here. It's like this fucking big. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Then him and Jay, Big Jay, just did mushrooms and walked into 100,000 people.
Blech. Oh, that's my nightmare.
Oh, yeah. It is a nightmare.
That's how.
I'd have an anxiety attack.
Do you guys know each other? Everybody know each other?
Hi, yeah, I just shook his hand.
Yeah, we just
That's
met.
It?
Yeah, it just been so good to welcome to New York.
Thanks a lot. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, where are you staying at his place now?
No, we found a place. So we're in Brooklyn.
Who's we?
Me and my girlfriend.
Oh, you came with your girlfriend?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So, I mean, look, you couldn't just pick up and go to Malamar. Malamar makes me hungry.
Malamar sounds nice.
Yeah. I want to go to Malamar.
Very liberal marijuana policies
Malamar,
there.
Yeah.
I'm very hungry, and that's my favorite cookie.
Oh, my God, my too.
Where is it? Malamar? So where is it again?
Malamar.
What is it?
Myanmar.
Myanmar, sorry.
Malamar.
I love Malamar.
The gentle land of Malamar with its candy streams.
It's first of all, it's a cookie, marshmallow, and then chocolate on top.
Yeah. So good.
Oh my God.
And the king is made of gingerbread.
I mean, can you believe? Who doesn't like a Malamar? I don't trust you.
So good.
Oh, I have them cold. I keep them in the fridge.
I keep them in the freezer. Go fuck yourself. I trump your fridge. But you couldn't just take off either.
I could take off.
You could just say, I'm out, I'm going with Ari for 3 months?
I could do that. I don't have a kid. I mean, it would be tough because we'd have to get a house sitter for the dogs, I guess, but we can uproot pretty easily.
No, but you would have to take her, too.
Oh, cool.
That's
oh.
my thing. You can't just go by yourself.
Right.
You can't just be like, I'm going to hang with Ari for
You're
a couple months.
You're absolutely right.
You
yeah.
have to be like, hey, hon, you want to
come?
And and that's, I mean, not that that sucks. I'm sure you love your girl. I love my wife. But I can't, like, I got offered Aruba, right? I go to Aruba once a year, and there's a gig there by myself. Like, she couldn't go. And she was like, you're going to go to Aruba by yourself?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I guess. No? No?
No, man, the thing you're talking about.
If I did by myself, I would fuck everything. I'd literally be fucking turtles. I'd be fucking every local woman. Every flat-back local woman I've fucked. You kid yourself. Be fucking everybody. The lady at the fucking bodega. Someone sells a stupid Aruba hat. Fuck the lady at the airport that hands me the bag from the Marriott. I'd fuck everybody. Go
but
ahead.
You can't.
You can't. No, no, you can't go by yourself.
Do you consider yourself trapped?
I do consider myself trapped. I'm absolutely trapped.
Yeah.
But I chose to be trapped.
Right.
I thoroughly thought the situation out before I made the decision to be trapped.
Right.
So I don't have a hard time with it as much as I would have if I got trapped, unintentionally.
Right.
I'd be a little more fucked up. That I really chose to. I fucking love my wife.
Right.
I look at man, I fucking want to bite her face every time I see her. You know what I mean? Do I wish we fucked, like, way more? Do I wish she would lick my ass once in a while? You know what I mean? Maybe milk me. You know
what I mean? Honestly, it seems like a kind of empty life to just be fucking flat-backed women in Malamar.
Says you.
I mean, at first it'd be great, but then over time there would be this sense of, like, probably a feeling of profound emptiness compared to having a family and having, like, an actual community.
But that's the question,
I think. That is an important question,
because I know people that don't have wives, that don't have kids, and they're very happy.
Right.
It seems.
Well, it sounds the way you say it, though. I think the word trapped has such a negative, that's not a great... I'm not in a relationship, and that does not make it sound like something I want.
What, to be trapped?
To be trapped. That sounds awful.
Well, when you say it.
Trapped. Oh,
you did put a little extra inflection on that. It's like a lobster living in a nice wooden house for a while.
But I love being single and not having... I don't think I'd pick up and go.
But there's a difference between
style, but.
Exactly. There's a difference between being single and not having somebody and actually just going into the world, literally jumping into the darkness.
Yeah.
And just
why
being all right with
go?
It.
Like, why?
Because
pulling his chapelle.
But, like, why?
I think he's fishing.
I think he's
gone on a fishing trip for jokes because he has this show called, what is it? This Isn't Happening.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So for Ari to go to Myanmar for 3 months is to guarantee some catastrophe.
Well, unless he gets caught with drugs, then the show will not be happening.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
Have you ever, do you have somebody? Are you with somebody?
I'm getting married in about 2 months.
You're getting married in 2 months?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Thank you.
Now you understand what you're doing, right?
Yes.
I mean.
I was thoroughly briefed. I'm I love my fiance very much, yeah. And I never felt like I benefited a lot from being single.
See, okay, that's great because that's what I mean. Is that like when I was single, I abused myself. When I'm with my wife or now as a dad, it forces me to become a better person. It forces me to, because if I don't, this family structure is going to fail and it's going to be my fault. My half is going to crumble. So I have to, you have to get up in the morning. You have to change his fucking diapers. Yeah. You have to drive him to school. You have to be there to pick him up. There has to be food. I have to go work because I have to pay. There's these things you do, but it also gives you pride that you're doing it. And the time you do spend together where you're not busting your ass is enjoyed more. I don't know if that makes sense, but
no, yeah. My girlfriend's uncle, who like has this business in like Mexico and all over the place, he said there's a Mexican saying, which is a baby comes with a sandwich under its arm. I always thought that's the coolest thing. Like when you have a kid, it brings this like gift with it, which is the it's really cool. Yeah, with this focus.
I'm speaking my language. Sandwiches, I get it.
It's pretty cool.
I said Malamar, you attack me. He says sandwiches, you're fucking all over him. I get it.
Sandwiches,
it's
all
a
right.
Sweet versus savory
this
kind of thing.
This kid sounds like one that I want now.
But I think it's different, though, for a guy comic to have a kid, right, than a girl comic to have a kid, because you're going to be taken out for a couple minutes, right? Unless you get a nanny.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, you're going to look differently on stage. I mean, we don't look any different on stage. We don't do it. We just go up, my wife's pregnant. We tell some, I hope the pussy's the same.
You have a new accent, of course.
Accent
No, that's what I do on stage. That's me on stage. You never saw me on stage. My special's on Netflix. It's called, What You Gonna Do Now? Now it is a little different. I mean, if you got pregnant, that would,
God forbid,
would that stop your career? Maybe because
I'd be at the clinic so fast.
Oh, you'd kill it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, but now I would.
Look, I think fast is the way to go.
Don't dilly dally.
You're going to kill a baby. Vision. Go fast.
Real fast.
Yeah, you wait. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's 3 years old. There's nobody that'll do it for you.
Yeah, you don't want to wait until the hands form.
But no, I mean, I'm not in a relationship. Now's not the time.
You don't want to wait till it can be prints at the police station. Those little black raisins have white in them. You don't want that part. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean.
So I'm getting married now.
Yeah, you're
getting married. Taking this to a very dark place.
Now, where did you guys meet?
We met at a party that she was throwing. A mutual friend brought me.
Now, in the business or not?
No.
Oh, good for
Close.
You.
She's in Close. Publishing, so she gets it. She works it with books. Yeah, so.
Highly intelligent.
Really smart, reads everything. She's great. And she gets like the idea of like going out at night and doing things as a work activity, which I've been in relationships where that's a harder sell.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, this is my job. And she's like, but what about dinner? Like,
yeah, no, what about 5 o'clock?
Yeah. Right.
What are you, Dick Van Dyke? Relax. Thank God my wife is old school. Well, you can hit her and she'll just stop talking.
Cool.
Bow, 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 bow. No, she is old school. She really understands. She'll let me go do whatever I want. But when someone gives you the responsibility of doing whatever you want, you don't. I'm not going to go out tonight. Or I have to do this, but I don't have to do that.
Right.
When someone fights you on it, it almost makes you go, fuck off. I'm going. At least for me.
Right. Well, who? Why would you want to stay with the person who's yelling at you? Right?
Yeah.
Like, don't go out. You're like, I've got to go now.
Well, it's a weird thing, though, because people, you know, when you're in this business, you do have to go out every night. And people, why do you have to do comedy every night? Yeah, because I have the opportunity to. Most guys don't. Most people don't have the opportunity to get on every fucking night. Mm-hmm. And I do, and I have to do it because coming up with jokes is like mining for gold. Yeah. And you're coming up with an hour, I'm going to do it, and then I have to come another. It's ridiculous, so you don't get it. I have to work all day long. We're literally, from the second we wake up to the second we go to bed, there's something there, maybe, that might go into an act that we could get monetary value from.
Yeah.
And they don't get that sometimes. My wife does, thank God, but you're
My fiance does as well. Yeah, that's she's great. Awesome. And I'm getting better because I have a writing job during the day. I'm still out most nights, but it's like if she says, hey, my friend's coming into town next Tuesday, can you come to dinner with us? I'll go, yeah, I can do that. That's like what a reasonable thing to ask for.
Right, yeah. Now you're writing where again? Now?
At John Oliver.
John, I like that guy so much.
He's great.
Dude, I'll tell you why he's great. Number one, his show's great. It's on once a week, which is awesome, right? You know, these once a fucking night things, I think, are very hard to do. I miss Jon Stewart tremendously.
Oh, yeah. He's wonderful.
Yeah, me too.
He comes on the fucking Colbert Show. I'm like, just take the seat.
Come back.
Just come back. Yeah. Stop fucking with us. And I was at a diner with, and John Oliver was there. Me and Lenny Marcus. And Lenny goes, there's John Oliver. I go, relax.
He's a colleague.
I go, you relax. The fuck is he going to do? You're scaring me. Like, what? Did he hurt a comic once at a diner? You know, what the fuck? You know, his accent and beat somebody? No. And he walked on. He's like, how you doing, Robert? And how you, and he didn't know Lenny. Made me so happy. But he was a sweet guy.
Super nice.
That, you know?
Really funny. Like, yeah. Super hardworking. Great
now, guy. How did you get this gig?
Just like I was applying for all the shows and I had a better chance of this one because I applied to write there when they were staffing for the first time.
Right.
So I started doing I started out there. I got hired to do the digital stuff. So it was like the social media and then videos for the web. And then after one season, I moved over to write for the show.
Cool.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, thanks. So this is season 4 and I've been there the whole time, which is
That's
really
awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Now writing, believe it or not, I'm in the writers union. Believe it or not, I don't know. I don't know what two to use. I still don't. I know the TO. I know the TOO and the TW. But I don't know the TOO is the tough one.
That is the tough one. Agreed.
It really is a tough one. I wish we could just move it to a TO or an apostrophe. TO apostrophe.
Or just a TW.
Why? It really bugs me. I finally, in my 40s, got the theirs down. Yeah. Through being smashed on Twitter, I finally got ownership.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
People love to tee off
the theirs.
The
hardest, no. The theirs are the hardest.
Yeah, but the TOO is a motherfucker. Can you?
It's the worst one.
Explain it. Explain it.
Too much O's. Too many O's.
No, but what is TOO? What is that? Tell us what the twos are for. Tell us the twos as a writer. Here's your writer test.
TOO is like too
Slow
many.
Slow down now. You're going way too fast.
Sorry. So TWO, that's the number two. That's
the number two.
One.
We
Get
know that.
That.
That's just the number. I mean, the fact that you can't print it out like Prince did and just write the number two.
Yeah. He changed the game, and we should have respected that.
We should have done that, too. We could do that. If I'm going to write the word one, just let me put the number one. Yeah. You got it.
But and the ahead. Letter U.
Yeah. I mean, we don't use cursive anymore. Let's start a new fucking easier language. I call it the Twitter language. It's the the Twitter alphabet.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you.
All right, now T-O.
T-O. I'm going to the store. He gave that to me. Two. The direction.
T-O-O.
T-O-O. That's like an excessive amount. Too much pasta. I ate too much pasta and I felt sick.
Give me another one.
That's all the twos.
Okay. Or my first, like, oh, I love.
Wait, what about me too?
Yeah,
that's
me
the
too.
Same also.
That's two.
So, yep, TOO is also.
Why is that me too? Because it's not too much.
No, you're right. It's an additional amount, let's say, because there's an extra O.
Oh.
So, me too?
Yeah, TOO.
TOO.
Mm hmm.
So, see, thank you, Duncan.
Sure.
Great example.
For fucking stepping in there. Maybe somebody else should be on the show writing. Maybe we can hook him up.
I want to free you from your connection to the idea that you have to know grammar to be a writer. And if you look at some of the great writers, they completely discard that bullshit and they just do it the way that they want. They write in the way they think that will make the most beautiful sentences according to their own rules, which is the same thing really great comics do too. It's like there's comedians who follow some weird comedic grammar that they've observed, and then there's comedians who are just doing some other thing completely.
Right.
And those are the mind blowers. You know, those are the ones that completely melt your brain because whatever this thing is they're doing, you think, oh, this is what it should be, but it doesn't look like anything I ever saw before. Right. And the other thing that you were talking about, you know, language evolves. So when you're talking about a new Twitter language, that's real. Like that's language that will shift into something based on whatever new rules are being used by the most people.
I think we're going to be condensed somehow. Because, I mean, we're at 140 characters. Most people are communicating with each other right now. Mm-hmm. And they're using emojis. Emojis were silly little kid things. But now on it saves me time.
Absolutely.
If my wife is like, I love you, I just put a heart and a smiley face back. But she knows what the fuck I'm talking about, and I'm not doing it to be silly anymore. I'm doing it because it's the most convenient way for me to do it.
I'm sure letters used to be emojis. I'm sure there's a time when someone was like drawing some shit in the mud to indicate snake.
It was.
And someone was grunting like, you're an idiot. No one fucking buys that shit. You know, and then that's how language forms. Yeah.
It was high stakes Pictionary.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That's not the snake. It's with five.
SSSS is a really big snake.
Well, you know, it's fucked up though, because people have, even when you write with people, they have grammar and spelling on such a, if you don't, because look, it is when you, schooling, it's what you learn. It's, you have to know it. I mean, look, your wife is in the book business. It's huge. And me and Burr and DeRosa wrote a book. We had to give it to somebody, and the corrections were mind-boggling. And here's why they're mind-boggling. I paid somebody to take all my chapters and correct them, okay? And I'm such a moron, they were still wrong. Like, I fooled somebody. Like, they still didn't catch all my fuck-ups. And then the editor was like, and I saw, I was like, yeah, but I paid somebody like $100 to do this so I could give it to you. And you'd be like, wow, you're great. And he was like, you are fucking dumb. You're double dumb.
I think you're right, though. I think there's like, in a lot of places, people are really like pretentious about grammar and spelling stuff, where it's like, I don't know, man, maybe we just went to different schools and that's fine, but for a lot of ways.
It's lazy aggression. It's like someone has learned some basic structure and from that they feel like they can lash you because you're not adhering to this ridiculous structure.
It's crazy.
But behind it is like if I correct somebody, usually I'm not like, for example, someone's getting on the wrong train or something, I'm like, no, it's up the street.
Yeah.
I don't go like, what are you doing? It's up the street. You know? But with grammar, it's like, come on. It's apostrophe your. What's wrong with you?
It's there. Yeah. Stupid, dumb fuck, dumb, fat fuck.
Yeah.
They call you fat for no reason.
All right, that was me in my head. That's what I say to myself.
And especially with comedy, sometimes you write something and they give you an edit back and you go, no, you took the joke out of it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You just wanted to make it a sentence.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Well, that's weird. You know, I was just writing something with somebody and I had to say, look, man, I'm sorry about the grammar and speller. That's just it. Luckily, the person I was writing with was, look, I have a hard time too, stuff, but you can find ways to disguise it a little better.
Because
I didn't even find. And there's Gramercy is out there, which is an app if you're a dummy. It's for your Mac and your phone, I believe, or I'll write all my chunks of stuff, the action or whatever, in that, and it corrects it. But not only the word, it will correct the grammar and the sentencing.
Wow,
I can't even say the fucking word.
That's awesome.
So it will say, you might want to try, you've said this word 17 times. You might want to try. You might immaculate in another way. You know what I mean? And it gives you, just a fucking idiot. But you're right, man. You write the way you write.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like when me and DeRosa and Burr wrote that book, you could see Burr's thing in his writing.
Yeah.
You could see these rants in the writing. You're reading them like, what the fuck? He did this whole rant about fucking older, you know, the greatest generation. And it was just like, you're reading it, like you could hear Burr saying it. And DeRosa, you know what, though? You could hear him, you know, doing his shit. So, I wonder what language is going to, because we don't do cursive. They don't teach kids cursive anymore.
I know, it's just so nice.
In school, which is crazy to me. That was like a big part of my childhood, learning how to make those.
Me too. That I was line. So good at it. Yeah.
That was hell.
You didn't like it?
Doing cursive?
I loved it.
I hated it. That was a night. I remember that's when one of the first times I realized that I was fucked for a long time. When they're like, they're forcing you to hold the pencil in a certain way. And like, you're
You have like PT PTSD.
Yeah, I still remember, like, oh my God, like,
those
on
the
top
hardest
of
curse of
you're
letters
a survivor.
PTSD.
She's like, can we just call it BBBB?
But I killed it doing podcasts.
How did you? How fast do you have to be to fucking say that joke? Those are the hardest. You hit PTSD. Those are the hardest letters to write. Greatest joke ever. Oh my God, that was fast as shit. That was fast. Gee, you're a fucking. You are a sniper, my
you're
son.
You're a sniper.
My I'm God. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, it's funny because I caught that joke like right, like 10 seconds after you said that was fast. My brain's like, oh, that's good.
Dude, I'm fucking dumb, and that thing hit me over the head like a bell. I'm the opposite, Duncan. I remember my grandfather used to hold the pencil, and he would teach me how to write. And this was actually when I was a little older, because I was a fucking butthead as a kid. And I remember one night I was going out on a date, and this is after I got sober and went to rehab and stuff, and I was staying with them a little bit, and I was going on a date. I was going to fucking, you know, get head in a car somewhere, right? And that was my dates back then, just me and a chick from an AA meeting and I had a parking lot, suck my dick. All right, I'll see you later.
So romantic.
Yeah, I'll see you at the 12 steps tomorrow. I was heading out and he goes, my grandfather was awesome and I love him for this. And that type of guy, which is somehow become corny, I think, in our lifetime, but I still love. Is he was like, where are you going? I was like, I got to go meet this girl. He's like, help me with this for a second. And I'm like, all right, what do you need? He goes, how do you spell hypodermic? And I'm like, huh? And I was like, I don't know, H-I-P. And he's like, all right, well, let's get the dictionary here. So we go through the dictionary, and he's like, here it is, hypodermic. And it's from this, and it's, and we're going over this word. And all of a sudden, he's like, and then he saw another word. And he saw, and we start going over that word. And all of a sudden, we're circling these words. We're going through all this stuff. And I look up. It's 11.
Wow.
And he goes, all right, I'm going to bed. It's like, I spent 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours with my grandfather. And I remember he was teaching me how to, like, holding the pencil. And he's like, you want to hold it light. And, you know, you want to. And he had such beautiful, you know, Catholic handwriting, you know,
yes.
From just getting smashed from a nun.
Yeah.
And he was so, and it was like one of the greatest nights of my life, you know,
cool.
Hanging out, learning about a word, yeah. All these words, one word went at the other word and where it came from and all the shit. And I mean, it was too late for me because I was a teenager and I've already fucking, you know, I'm already banging chicks and I was about to start doing comedy. But I just remember that night and that's going to be dead. I mean, that's going to die because yeah. Computers are going to do all the work for you.
That's right.
You're not going to know how to, I think it's in one way it's good that you say, yeah, you just write, but there are they correct it. Everything is going to be done for you. There's no more cursive. You type on a computer, it will turn it into cursive. It will turn it into calligraphy, whatever the fuck font yeah. You want it to be. All it is a click of a button, command A, fucking all, boom, and it's done. I mean, where is it going?
I think this is one of the great questions is like with technology is coming in. I just got this thing called an Ableton Push 2, which is for making music. I know nothing about making music, but with this machine, I can really make songs that aren't, I'm not saying they're great, but they're pretty fucking good.
Really?
Knowing nothing.
I've seen that. Those are awesome.
It's amazing. It's like, it's magic. It's like it fell off of a spaceship. You just sit in front of it.
Can you have a video of it? Can we?
Check this thing. It's insane, but
what? Yeah.
All the time that you might spend learning about
an instrument,
beats, or reading music, yeah. Or how musical notation, yeah. Or all that stuff, you're going to learn a little bit of that, but you don't need any of that anymore. You can just go right into it. So anything you get from the discipline of learning something is you kind of miss out on that and go right into the creation of the stuff. So is that good or bad?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's so hard.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that you can, like, even like on my phone, I can take like somebody's head and put it on her body within 2 seconds on an app,
yeah.
And then do all this crazy shit when back in the day, it took somebody a lot of schooling.
Yeah.
Graphic
yeah.
design, typography.
Yeah.
And even before, that, you had to learn how to paint in like a hot Italian attic.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it's great. Guys, when they used to see stuff on cars or trucks, that was an art form
yes.
where they would hand paint mm-hmm. this sign yeah. or these things on. And that's dead.
They had to draw every Calvin peeing by hand.
Let me see this thing.
Yeah, this is cool. And you could see the thing's designed for psychedelics. When you get high and play with this thing, it's paradise.
God.
So fun, man.
We're going to turn that off because when I hear that music, I want to dance. It's uncontrollable. It's in me. It's a fire that burns in me. I want to rip my shirt off, and I want my hands over my head,
yeah!
and I want to fucking dance. that's like Reggie Watts.
Yes, that's exactly what Reggie Watts. Oh, he doesn't use that, but it's the same idea. He does loops and like adds loops. Effects to it.
Right.
It's really just... I mean, I have no reason. I do a podcast, and so I use it for sound beds and little stupid songs in the podcast, but yeah. I have no real reason for it outside of just enjoying doing it. It feels
right.
real. It's just fun to do. But what about when the ability to do what it does with beats, what happens when you could do that with your jokes? What happens if you have some joke premise and can run it through some AI that can like analyze that and come up with the exact best punchline?
That's scary. That'll never happen.
It'll happen. I think that's going
to
happen.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you look at... I was talking about this the other day. I don't know if this is real or not. I think it is. But back when I was coming up, there was no comedy on TV. There was no... It wasn't out there. So comics were funny people that learned how to do comedy from being on stage. But now, comics are learning how to be comics from watching it on every fucking media out there. I mean, they're watching TV as kids. It's almost like musicians. You could see music everywhere and you could, you know, it's like you're watching comedy, so much comedy, you're seeing how it's done and you can just go become a stand-up now and do comedy because it's so available.
That's right.
I think, you know what I mean? Some people are gonna. I mean, there's so much comedy now. There's so many people out there doing it. So many clubs. Maybe that's why the boom happened. I don't know why, but right now we're in a fucking crazy comedy boom.
That's right.
And it hasn't died. And it should have died a couple years ago, but it's not. It's getting bigger.
Maybe like comedy stuff will be like fashion trends. You know how in fashion, like, it'll go back in time. Like bell bottoms will become popular again. Huh. Like maybe at a certain point, especially in comedy or in technology or whatever, if it's at its peak, it'll be considered cool to go back to like the old style
like dice.
Of writing.
Yeah.
The fucking pussies.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But like literally.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
That
I don't
happens
know.
Sometimes. I find it crazy.
Well, but you can see the comics learn how to do comedy from TV.
Right.
You can see the young
well,
guys.
Vine.
Are yeah. Well, everything.
It's insane.
You can see the way. Like, I remember when I was coming up, Patrice would go up and just do Patrice. Burr would go up and be Burr. I'd go up and just be... You kind of were you up there and trying to write jokes, but you were kind of... What you had is you.
Yes.
First. Now, guys are going up there, and if you close your eyes, the next guy could be the next guy could be the next
right.
guy.
But there's no longevity in that.
Do you know what I mean? No, but I don't know. Listen, another thing that people had when they came in, it was like, oh, there was always somebody who, like the famous guy always got emulated by the new guys.
Right.
And it was like, you're being that guy. Yes, that's what I think those are the ones that they saw and became a tell.
Right.
But then they went off and became themselves
yeah.
off of that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think you can, I don't think, that, you know, I'm not saying that we're raising a bunch of shit comics that, you know, but... You ever hang out with a comic that's not funny off stage?
Yeah,
all the time.
Is that the most annoying thing in the fucking world? When you're just hanging out and you're like, hey, what's up? Hey.
Ugh. Why do you, who told you you should do this?
Nobody. I watched it on TV.
Yeah.
I watched 50 hours of Comedy Central a week. And I just emulated what they did.
And I'm the Abelson comedian.
And
That's it. Well, it's going to get, you know, they're going to start doing comedy in VR. You know,
how fast he is?
He's fast.
I didn't even know the name of it.
It's Ableton, right? I fucked it up.
Ableton. You said Ableton. But Ableton, whatever. It's,
Good try.
But they're going to start doing it in VR. That's going to be the next venue for it. I've done live podcasts in VR.
You have?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've done live podcasts. I've done... Yeah. Two live podcasts in VR in front of a virtual audience. This one was so fucking surreal.
It's like Black Mirror.
What's that?
It's like Black Mirror.
Yeah, it sounds a lot creepier than it actually is. But when you're sitting in front of like avatars in a room filled with avatars, looking out at them, doing a show.
Doug, wait a second. So you there's people, not people, but. Dolls, dummies, avatars? What do you mean when you say avatars?
So when someone goes into virtual reality, they pick an avatar that they want to be in that space.
Okay.
And so depending on what the app is that you're using, you have different access to avatars.
Okay.
The one I used, AltSpace, pretty limited access. But, you know, you've got floating propeller head things in the audience. You've got, like, just a variety of weird robot creatures. And instead of – and you realize really quickly how comedy is such a – is so much based on like your connection with the audience through sound. You know, it's not so it's like you can hear their silence.
Yeah.
You can hear their lack of attention if you're bombing. And their applause or
it affects your the sound of the microphone, the monitors affects your timing.
That's right.
And how loud you are.
That's right. So the audience in VR, they can't clap because they're all over the world, and they can't applaud because there's the mics have different latency, so it's going to come through weird. So they emote. So if they like what you're saying, suddenly the room fills with like hearts and like happy faces.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And so and it's really interesting because with stand up, there's like two basic metrics of how your set's going. Three, I guess. No sound, laughter, or applause.
Yep.
Applause being the ultimate. But even there's different types of applause, I guess. Mm-hmm. The pattering, sarcastic.
I'd add one more for my shows. Go fuck yourself, fat cunt. I want my money back. This fucking guy's not funny. Where's Dane Cook?
I don't believe you, man. I don't think that happens at your shows anymore. But
anymore.
Well, everybody, you should go through that phase. So it's interesting because the way that the audience can communicate to you becomes like a billion times more nuanced because now you can see frowny faces, perplexed faces, happy faces. So it opens up this deeper level of connection with the audience, which is fascinating. And I think you're going to see. As VR becomes more advanced, you are going to see like actual paid stand-up shows.
Well, they're actually getting it in football and basketball games and baseball games where you'll be able to pick, okay, they're going to have a VR camera at the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
So instead of going to the Super Bowl, you can just buy a ticket at your house, put your VR glasses on, and be at the Super Bowl at the 50-yard line.
Wow.
And just look around and the people are there. Right?
Yeah.
The game is there, and you're at the fucking game.
Oh, and VR porn. Wow.
I've done it.
What'd you think?
I was in a bar after the show, and it was probably around, I don't know, 15 people there. I was gyrating, I started gyrating. I didn't pull my dick out. I love you so much, Christy. Cello.
I love you, Bobby.
New show on the Riotcast Network. Talking Funny with Christy Cello. Check it out. And what's the other show we have? Strictly Anonymous. I was gyrating. I was fucking, but I was literally pumping. When was the last time you jerked off and pumped into your, like, literally pumped?
I don't even think I can think of a first time.
I've done it. You ever pumped into your hand?
Oh, sure. Sure.
I was like, oh, my God. And she was looking. So she's looking at me. And when you look down, my cock was the guy's cock. My cock, I called it. Was so fucking amazing. What a great helmet. Just a great helmet.
That is cool to look down. Suddenly you've got a six pack.
I got a six pack. Yeah. I had the V dick ab. Yeah. I could see my dick. It was beautiful. It was two colors.
Two tone.
Not fucking nine tones like my fucking monkey asshole dick. And then.
Like ska shoes.
It was so amazing. And I remember she was looking. She came right into your face.
Yeah.
And she's like, baby, please play. And I was like, okay, baby. I started talking to her.
No. Yeah.
I couldn't help it.
It's so embarrassing.
It's not. It was embarrassing, but it's not. Because I couldn't help it. I was like, okay, baby. Like, I was talking to her.
And this is, like, at the bar after the show?
Yeah, it was just the waitresses and other comics and the way. But I was like, okay, baby. She's like, baby, please put it. I'm like, I'm gonna, baby, you want that? And I had to go take these off. Take these the fuck off me. Because I'm gonna fuck right now. I'm gonna fuck. VR porn. Who is it? Bailey J, friend of mine, and on the network, Riotcast Network. Her husband Matt, and she's a she-male porn star. Her husband directs and shoots all her films. If there's ever a dick in it, it's usually his cock, right? And it's weird. He's a really thin guy, just a little tiny thin nerdy guy, but he has this fucking huge Cuban dick. It's like, I think he's just a brown dick. He's like, but he's white as anybody. He's like Joe List white, but he has this fucking brown Cuban cock. I don't get it. Because I always be like, whose dick is that? It's mine. I'm like, dude, that's you. What are you? Like,
what are you?
But he's doing VR porn now. And it's a really big curve you have to learn. It's not, it's not just put a camera.
Right.
Because you have the guy or the girl or whatever, put this, you have to shoot it a certain way.
Right.
And then you have to edit together. It has to kind of like go to, it's this weird editing process when you put the film together. Right, Deepu?
Yeah, I've actually tried to make VR podcasting out of our footage.
Really?
And it was hard to pull off. Like it just ended up looking like super warped and like twirled around. So, it is hard to pull off.
I've seen images of where they shoot VR porn, and it looks insane. Like the cameras they're using are so it's like hundreds of GoPros, right?
Yeah, but you can do it with three cameras, I believe, two cameras. You have to buy a certain camera right from Best Buy. They're not even that expensive. And you have to shoot it a certain way and then edit it together, put it together a certain way in editing, and it will shoot. But, I mean, could you imagine this? I mean, you can fuck. You'll be able to go in for a session. You could pay $1,000. You're a married guy. You want to fuck a tranny, but you don't want anybody to know. And you can go in and do a VR shooting for $50,000 with your favorite, like some chic who can't be fucking, shemales. Yeah. And go in and look down and see your legs, see your dick, see your gut, fucking that person anytime you want. You can go into that room, put your goggles on, and suck a fat cock.
That's crazy.
Well, fuck whoever you want.
Or whatever you want. Whatever. A planet, the sun, black hole, anything. Fuck anything.
Thank you for saving me. I was trying to get out of that. It was just me being, fucking just wanting dick. I thought somebody was going to step in at some point. You guys, yeah.
You can suck a black hole's dick. You can finally experience that.
But movies. Imagine, are we going to be able to step into movies? Are we going to be able to be in the fucking movie? When you go to the theater, is that going to happen? Is that, could
Why
that?
Why do you look at Tifu for all the answers?
Yeah. Tifu, is that going to happen?
Tifu, tell me, is this going to happen?
I go down the line. I go, Tifu, I'm not going to you because you're a writer. You're not into the tech stuff. I'm going to Duncan. Listen, I don't know.
They'll probably design a movie around
Are we ever going to leave our houses? When you can stay home. Yeah. And really fuck something. Like, the porn is, you're there. Right. VR porn is crazy. You're fucking. Whatever you want, you can just fuck.
Yeah.
And in the privacy of your own home, it's going to be amazing. Now, add the robot to that.
Yeah.
Or add a, real whatever you want to that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's it. That's the dystopian future. And also, it's not going to just be movies and sports and fucking. They're going to be able to, theoretically, of course, it's all theoretical.
One second. Google dystopian future. Go ahead.
They're going to be able to, you're going to be able to take.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hurry up.
Yes, the answer is it will be, it's a time machine. It's a time machine. So theoretically.
Remember the whole thing about two?
Sorry, okay, forget it.
I kind of set you up. No, I'm serious. Go ahead.
Dystopian.
Dystopian.
Yeah, I think that it's a time machine, basically. And you're going to be able to like take data. And some advanced computer is going to be able to kind of weave that together, and you're going to actually be able to put on VR goggles, throw on some GPS coordinates and a time, and it's going to gather all the camera data from that time and put you in that space, and then animate whatever in that space based on what the computer identifies the thing as. And so now you have some kind of rudimentary digital time machine where
it's
you
the
can...
the smartest conversation I've ever had.
Well, I mean, where... You know, I'm into gadgets. Of course, you can tell by my water bottle.
I want one of those. Those are cool.
Do you want one? Hydrate with an eye, Spark. You can, you know who's, yeah, you can order them offline. They're great. But we are right there. We are fucking right there. I'm on YouTube the other day. I love the YouTube spirals with tech. The guy, I mean, has a hoverboard. I mean, over the water. Yeah. Can you put, I mean... It's not connected to a jet ski. Yeah. It's not using water as it's a fucking guy on a hoverboard doing 92 miles an hour over the water.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it look at this fucking shit. Pull that up. Watch this. You want to talk? We're right fucking there. Look at this shit.
It's for the Tendine that I control with my finger. It's cool technology. I'm feeling a bit stressed. It's a pure prototype. It's just working since about 4 or 5 weeks. I have 1,000 weeks.
What happened?
Just fast forward. Look at this
shit. That's fucking real.
So
that we have that right now.
You were also gyrating during that.
But imagine walking out of your house, stepping on that shit to go to your show.
Fuck.
And just landing on the roof of the comedy club and coming down. Just fucking fucking bang, and then going home and fucking whoever you want. Literally, you can fuck Christy if you were like, look, you have a boyfriend, I'm married, and I'm like, I want to fuck you, and you're like, I'd like to fuck you too. And you can just be like, here's my VR chip, and here's
That's
mine,
crazy.
And we can go to a room and fuck, but not fuck, but I'm fucking you in a room.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy.
But it's not, like, is that cheating? Is that, am I cheating? No.
But you're like masturbating while you do it?
Yeah.
That's
how fun juice comes out.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, it's not like,
it's
not Demolition Man. We have three seashells, which I still don't get, by the way. The three seashells. Have you, remember that?
Yes.
That fucking annoys me. The three seashells in a Demolition Man still fucking aggravates my life. You don't even know what that is because you were 10 when it came out.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's crazy. And you're right. When you can stay home.
Right.
And go to a comedy club.
Well, no, from a business perspective for comics, it's great because instead of having to go on the road, theoretically, you can
Money.
Go in front of-
Money, gone.
What?
Money's gone.
No, actually, I don't think so because imagine theoretically if like the technology gets to the point where it looks like a real show.
Yeah.
You could sell tickets in a Coliseum for people all over the planet. So now you could do like a 3,000 seater, sell tickets for $2, go into your VR chamber in your room, do an hour of stand-up, and you've made 6,000 Bitcoin untraceable dollars that, you know what I mean? So in that way, it actually, I think, becomes pretty profitable.
That's wild. I could be a shitty draw from the comfort of my own home. 3,000 seater, there's six virtual people there. What else?
You can duplicate them, though. You can duplicate them.
So a lot of camera tricks.
Sold out.
It's like the audience in Madden. It's all the same six people over and over again.
But maybe you're right. Maybe that you could, because if you could go and get a room, like what, a 300 seat room somewhere, and go to your room, sell that room out, and then sell it another 200 seat room, a 300 seat room in Australia, a 300 seat room in UK. All of, just say Thursday night, I'm coming to all your place. So go to your room, plug in, pay your $5.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all over the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're going to be in a theater watching me do stand up, my new hour. So your new hour, people could watch almost live.
Yeah.
In a VR room.
That's it.
Where you're doing it. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that makes me want to do drugs. That makes me that makes me want to hang out with you and Ari and Malamar. before you comment, I meant to say Malamar.
Dude, you just said it again, dude. He's fucking dumb.
Your mother's cunt. That's what I want to do to your mother's cunt. yeah, fucking crazy. My phone goes off all the day now with fucking Trump and off. My phone never, CNN never went off of my phone when Obama was president. 900 fucking million times a minute. My phone is going, bzz, bzz, I got to take the alerts off. Fuck me. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's happening so fast.
That's right.
I mean, I'm on the plane right now. My watch has all, just going off with, I can, you know, play my music off my watch. I have these headphones, these wireless headphones that are waterproof. I go in the shower with them. I mean, this is the future. I'm literally, I go in the shower, I put these Braggy Dash on, I put them in, go into the shower, listen to Howard Stern, get out, dry off, blah, 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 walk to the club, listen to a podcast, then I can boom, put my jokes on, I take them out, I put them in the case, it charges them while I'm on stage, I go back, I mean, it's fucking nuts.
Oh, the case charges them?
The case fucking charges
That's
these.
That's cool, man.
So wow. It's five, I never have to worry, wow. And then at night I plug the dumb case in, and it's crazy, but this is here. Like, this is here, this is real.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 4 gigabytes of hard drive in there. I don't even need my phone. It's all touch. It's fucking nuts.
It's nuts.
I love it. My dick gets... I love to... Do you like technology?
Yeah. I mean, that's like really intriguing to me. Like that kind of... I like a good headphone. And I... That's awesome.
But are you an audiophile? Are you like, do you need to hear the fucking guy on the piccolo in the background?
I don't have good taste in anything.
What are you talking about?
Like, I'll take...
What a fucking great thing to say about yourself.
It's just like I have these Bose headphones there. I like them a lot, and now it's hard for me to go back. But before that, right. I would have listened like on a seashell. I would have been like, oh, cool, Springsteen.
On three seashells.
Just one.
Fucking bring that up again, you son of a bitch. What? But someone gave you those Bose? Or did you
buy
them?
They're a gift.
A gift from?
From, gosh.
Swag?
This one, I got it. The first pair I got was from... When we premiered, because I worked for HBO, they gave them to me at the premiere, the social and digital team. And then these came from, Bose actually sent them to me because they saw some picture on Facebook of me wearing the other ones. And they're like, oh, you like headphones? Have a pair of headphones.
Which is these cocksuckers, Braggy Dash, go fuck yourself. All right? He's even behind the camera. I was on a show for 2 years. I fucking... Sorry. I'm sorry. You know what? Bring it down. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that... Bose made me buy 2 pairs of headphones because you said the new fucking headphones weren't coming out. These wireless ones that you can plug in are the only ones we're going to have. And then you came out a month and a half later with the new ones, the ones that I fucking wanted, and they weren't there. And you came out, now I got to fucking buy those, you motherfuckers. But that's good. When did they send those to you? It's very
but
nice.
Like, before I had those, I would have listened, like, if you're like, oh, yeah. The only way you can hear your music is if, like, a homeless guy on the train screams at you, I'd be like, yeah, that's probably what I deserve. So, it's the same. That's like how I am with almost everything. Like,
so I want to know. You say you have no taste in anything. That's interesting to me. What about food? What's your favorite food?
Man, I like a pizza or burrito.
Oh my god, you really don't?
I like good food, but I don't like. I'm not one of those people that can't eat garbage. Like I'll still eat garbage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What now? Do you live? Where are you from originally?
From just outside Boston.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great. What part?
Stoneham.
Dude, the fucking shittiest zoo on planet Earth.
The shittiest zoo. It's so bad. The polar bear died, and now there's no reason to go there. There's a polar bear in Massachusetts, yes, and it was just like...
There was a polar bear in Stoneham, Mass, because I grew up in Medford.
Oh, shit.
Okay, and the fucking thing, it died.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the
was
worst.
Was it old?
No, it's just a shit zoo. The kids were throwing fucking bottle caps into its fucking
it's bad.
Thing. So bad.
I grew up in a town with a polar bear, which sounds fancier than it is.
Right by the reservoir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unfucking believable. Now, how excited were you about the Patriots?
It was great.
I mean, were you watching?
I went
game?
To watch with my parents.
You did?
Yeah.
In Stoneham?
Yeah.
And was your dad, did your dad, was he pissed off halfway through?
We were all, it was like a funeral.
Right.
We were all very sad.
Right.
My grandma, well, this is like, this is the towniest shit.
What nationality are you?
Just Russian Jew.
Russian Jew,
yeah.
Okay.
We, my grandmother, you're not supposed to get cremated if you're Jewish. It's against tradition. She got a note from our rabbi that said she could be cremated. And when they sent her to be cremated, she was in a Brady jersey. That's like the fucking towniest thing I've ever seen.
Are you your grandmother?
No, I swear to God, yeah. She got sick and like...
Your grandmother wanted to have sex with Tom Brady?
I probably. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah, he very much so is.
He
told me I didn't have to be correct with grandma. He said it's all right. So fuck off. They said I didn't have to... I can say what I want when I wanna. And wanna is a word. Go ahead.
So it's just... No, it's just like I feel like a family connection... To the team,
it's
too,
weird.
To the games,
it is weird. How I guess it's that way. Where are you from? L.A.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. So yeah. you just got a team in the last 15 years, right?
Yeah, but I don't follow sports
at all.
A little bit. I mean, I'm not like sports. What the fuck? I get it. Like when I watched the Super Bowl, I was blown away by the whole thing. Like it was insane to watch. So right. I'm not. But it's I just haven't like gotten caught up in it. But you know. That's so weird to think there's somebody who has to write permission letters so people can get cremated.
It's very bizarre.
That's a strange thing.
And she had an in with the rabbi, which is why, you know, it was like a family friend or
she
something.
She had to pull strings to get cremated.
She
had to pull strings.
She gave a hand job to a rabbi?
It wasn't.
That is fucking ridiculous.
Look, you got to do what you got to do.
That's like,
all right. Well, you make sure that it's going to happen, right?
A Jewish cemetery is like the hottest club in Sharon, Massachusetts.
Was she from Sharon?
No, but I think that's where the cemetery is.
Well, that's funny because the first vagina I ever put my pee-pee in was a Jewish girl from Sharon, Massachusetts. A very Jewish town. It is weird that she had to...
It was to be buried in the Jewish cemetery, which people talk about the strings attached to that with tattoos and stuff, which is like a little mythic. But yeah, it's really wild, like that level of permission required.
Wow. Yeah, an Orthodox man sued a hospital because they accidentally cremated his amputated leg.
What did he want them to do with it?
Yeah, what are you supposed to...
I guess throw it out.
Put it in an aquarium, like put it in some kind of alcohol.
Shellac it.
You can put it in a hot rod as the shifter in the middle. This is real.
How is he going to drive standard with one leg?
This is a real Jew. This is a real Jew leg. This is authentic Jew bone. That sounded racist. Listen, I came out wrong.
It's from my web series, Hitler's Maserati.
What if you did find a car that hit loan? The interior was all Jew bone.
Oh, boy.
The dashboard was authentic. Yeah. Oh, my God. Now, listen.
Oh, God.
You,
thank you for saving my... throwing that thing out there. I really had no hope for that.
How you doing?
Appreciate
it. The football thing, you say you're not into sports, and I don't, when I was coming up, I had that whole, you know, you got to know this and who they traded and who's the new guy and what our season's looking like. And do you know who, you know, what's his name on third base has fucking 13 RBIs and fucking two, fucking stat people.
Right.
Stat guys. And they always question you. I remember that, especially being from Boston, because Boston is such a sports town that when I go somewhere, dude, who do you like? Oh, I'm a Red Sox fan. But oh yeah, who's the third baseman you got? Who's that guy you picked up this year? And I'm like, I don't listen, cock fuck. All right, I'm trying not to fuck things and stuff my fat face every day and be a good dad and a husband. Yeah. All right, and do a podcast and do shows and write shit and learn how to fucking which two to use. I don't have time to find, you know, and they're like, you're not a fan. You're not a fucking, go fuck yourself.
See, it's just, that's the same version of the fucking grammarian. It's a sports, it's the same exact person with a different thing they're using to inflict their aggression on you. But
it's very weird. I don't get it. It's like, you know, I gotta be honest. I was that guy too coming up, you know, like, go fucking Pats and Red Sox, and I hated Yankee fans. I remember one time Louie had a Yankees hat on. And I went, what are you wearing, a Yankees hat? And he goes, yeah, I need a hat. I go, yeah, but you're from Boston. He goes, I don't care. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know who gives a shit? Hats are for heads.
Hats are I for did heads. That, but I feel it like I have that like kind of like provincial pride in it where I went to see a game. I'm fucking bald as shit. And I went to see a game at Citi Field and I like wouldn't buy a Mets hat. I needed a hat. I didn't have a hat when I went. And I wouldn't buy a Mets hat because 1986.
I wouldn't buy a hat either.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to wear a Mets hat because their logo stinks.
What happened in 1986?
Oh my God. Listen, you don't even. So here's the thing though.
You don't
this
even
is the
know?
Part.
No,
it's a form of I admit that this is like being kind of illiterate. And
no problem.
It's not cool. Dude, I wish I knew.
No, listen, I don't hate you for not knowing. Around 15, 20 years ago, I'd be like, well, you a fucking idiot. Listen, I couldn't have 15 or 20 years ago because I probably wouldn't have known you back then. But listen, if we did know each other back then, I would have probably been like, the fucking... I'm not like that anymore. It all ended with the Patriots, by the way. I stopped being that guy. I still love the Red Sox. I'm not going to wear a Yankees hat ever for some reason. But if my kid does, I don't give a fuck. 1986, the Red Sox. You understand, Boston was a shit town for sports. We had the Celtics that won half the championships.
Okay.
Half of them. So 16 championships we had, okay, out of 30, whatever. So that was the only team we had. The Patriots fucking sucked a cock. They just sucked. The Red Sox hadn't won.
And they had just gotten destroyed in the Super Bowl that year.
Terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. Okay, we almost went, right? We almost won.
No, they went to the Super Bowl, right? And just got the doors blown up by the Bears.
Yeah. We got fucking annihilated. That was the Bears. The Bears, okay, you know, yeah.
they had a song. That's how good the team was. Yeah. They had a
What's
song.
The song? The Bears
the
song?
Super Bowl Shuffle.
The worst song ever, but it was a number one hit. This will show you
That's
where the country.
That's how much people like that football team. They're like, what else can they do? Like, they can almost
pull up the
sing.
Super Bowl Shuffle. The Super Bowl Shuffle. Do I need to say it three times? People just stared at me like, you really want to bring this?
No, I had the Bill Buckner thing.
Oh, we'll bring up that after. But yeah, this is the Super Bowl Shuffle.
And to listen to their...
Stop one second.
Shuffle.
Look at the fucking gorgeous Brian Gumbel with no fucking turkey neck.
Listen to their...
Oh my God.
No shit.
I like sports.
I think I don't like music anymore.
I think I'd rather watch ISIS execution videos.
Now this is great.
That was a fucking hit.
Yeah.
And if they had to win the Super Bowl, they made that video.
Wow.
I think the Pats made one too, Squeeze the Fish.
Oh, Squish the Fish. Yeah.
It was a sad time. But you understand, I was in rehab in 86, by the way, when this happened. I was literally around 3 months sober. Hmm. And this is the only hope I had in life.
Wow.
My family was up in New York. I was in Boston and Andover, North mm-hmm. Attleboro, actually, in a rehab trying to get sober.
What was the name of the rehab?
The Road Back.
Okay.
It was an all-boys place. And we're sitting there watching the game, and it was like, this is the only thing we had. This is our hope.
Wow.
And then I remember we were winning,
mm-hmm.
and Bill Buckner, this happened.
Who's Bill Buckner?
Exactly. Bill Buckner. No, I actually met him later. I did a Curb Your Enthusiasm with him in it, and I played a fucking Red Sox fan, and he was in it, and he was the sweetest guy ever. But the ball, watch this.
This was game six, so it went to game seven and they lost, but that was...
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, it's real bad.
That's game six. It went to game seven and they lost. Now, if we won that game,
that would have been the series, right?
We go to World Series, right?
That's winning the World Series.
That's winning the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so listen.
For the first time since 1918.
Listen, I'm in rehab. I almost went back out. I almost went out.
Oh, no.
You're talking about, I think it was 20 addicts in a room watching this, and we were about to win, and it was a grounder to first. A grounder to first. And that happened. And we, the fucking frustration, the just misdirected anger, all rage from our child, like everything, from just fathers, abusive and fucking diddling, molestation, fucking all this shit went, at Bill Buckner. This poor fucking guy. A whole state of misguided fucking vengeance went at this poor guy
for years.
For playing a game. Ah, fucking game.
That's crazy.
Years. Years. Years.
Poor guy.
Oh, yeah. My God, dude. You don't even know. And he's still a little shocked from it. He's still like, what the fuck? You know, people still give him shit. I did that at the when the Giants beat the Pats in that one game, I quit sports like that. Mm-hmm. I quit being emotionally connected to it because life hurts enough.
Yeah.
It really does. I have to fight depression. I have to fight anger issues. I have to fight all this fucked up shit all the time. I go to therapy. I talk to friends. I'm always trying to be the best me that I can be. And it's really hard to do that in life. For me, right? And I can't fucking watch. I can't put my eggs in a basket all year long and then at the end have them go, fuck you, and somebody else wins. Yeah. It happens too much anyways.
Yeah.
So but I still love the games. I still love watching.
I think if you can enjoy it without taking in the bad parts,
it's
hard. It is hard.
My father, if you fucking move in a chair and they get a touchdown, you have to stay where you are.
Wow.
Do you know Kyle Plouffe?
I do know Kyle Plouffe.
I think it was Plouffe texted me because we were texting after the game.
One of the worst fucking Snapchats I've ever followed. I follow it now like a bad smell. Literally. Just to see what shit Snapchat he has.
He texted me. He was like, I think it was him. He said, I left the room during when they scored the first touchdown and I stayed out of the room for the rest of the game. It's like, that's real.
Wow.
It's people so like that. But it's so it's voodoo.
It is.
People say like they can't understand why these you know, like apocalypto type of people were cutting people's heads off and draining people's bloods and doing all this fucked up shit, like all these rituals. It's the same shit. They thought that if they did this, you know, the sun would stay up an extra day or the rivers would be clean or whatever the fuck it was, or fish would appear.
Well, you know, with the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No.
You are the nicest person we've ever had on the show.
No one's ever said that.
One's ever said that.
With the last Super Bowl, you know, a lot of people right now, it's a really popular idea that we're living in a computer simulation, that this whole thing is a computer simulation. It's not just crazy talk. There's like some math behind it to back up. Well, why would this be a computer simulation? Just some like
you know why it wouldn't be, Duncan? What? Because they wouldn't put this podcast in it.
But they would if it were malfunctioning. If the simulation is fucking up, and a lot of people, that's what they're saying. Like if some cat
I'm
hair
a glitch.
Got into, no,
this was supposed to be fresh air with Terry Gross.
That's right.
I'm cat hair.
They're saying the thing's glitching up, and that the Super Bowl, the shit. That
are you
happened,
here to fix it?
What?
Are you here to fix
I'm
it?
I'm in the glitch. I would be part of the glitch. But when you look at what happened in the Super Bowl, I can't remember where I read this. I think it was actually the New York Times. It may have been the New York Times wrote this whole like interesting essay about it. But the Super Bowl, if you look at what happened in the Super Bowl, it's as though two people were playing a video game and they switched controllers at the end. So the one that was better at the game suddenly took over the other team and then won. So you're witnessing like a game without watching the players behind it. And yeah, there it is. I think that's the article on it.
And there
that's not it.
There was one in the New Yorker, I think, that happened after the Oscars,
that's
too.
The one.
Right? That's
the
flare that flared up again.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. You're saying, and I've heard about this, that we're basically a computer program?
Yeah, the theory is that because we have, like, you can kind of predict where computers are going, and we probably will be able to simulate reality in a almost, we might be able to simulate, might being the operative term, we might be able to simulate reality in a way that's indistinguishable from this reality, based on Moore's law, based on the acceleration of technology, 20 years, 40 years, I don't know, we might be able to create a simulation that is completely identical to this or impossible to tell the difference between the two. Maybe let's say it's 100 years. Let's say it's 1,000 years. The point is it is a possibility, and it's a pretty good possibility that that's going to happen unless like climate change, nuclear war, the usual meteor impact. So since that's a possibility that we're going to do it, the odds that we're the first people to do it, that we're the first species to simulate reality are less than the odds that it's already been done. And if it's already been done, then the odds are that we're inside that simulation. So that's simulation theory.
So her voice is just a glitch. She was supposed to have a regular voice.
Yeah.
But they.
Are you a Christian? Are you religious?
I am.
So you know in the book of Genesis, if you look in the book of Genesis, it's
why was I so scared to answer that? Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Am I? What are you like? But,
I like Satan, man.
Yeah, us too. Big Satan room.
Show me tattoo.
But if you look in the book of Genesis, it's really fascinating because clearly a myth. I'm not saying it's real, but these two, Adam and Eve, are told by the creator, the programmer, that they can not to eat of these two trees. Yeah. One of them is the knowledge of good and evil. The other is the tree of life. So you're looking at a programmer trying to keep its creation from becoming too sentient out of fear of the power that it's going to have. And this is the exact same shit that people like Elon Musk are saying right now, which is we can't let AI become as intelligent as we are. And if you read in the book of Genesis, there's actually a verse that says, if they eat of the tree of life, they will become like us. Which is like, first of all, crazy because they're using the plural. Like, who the fuck is us?
I want to do weed. I want edibles. I'm in. I'm fucking in, dude. Let's go find Ari right now. Fuck my wife. Fuck your girl. You in? Fuck Oliver. Fuck your new show on Riotcast. Talking funny with Kristen Stella.
It's very good.
Jesus Christ.
It's trippy, man. Yeah, it's really curious.
You ever just talk about farts?
Yeah! I sure do, man.
Oh my God. Unfucking believable. I mean, it's so weird when you go down that hole, my brain starts fucking deteriorating.
The Truman Show.
I love that feeling. That's a cool feeling though, right? It's that feeling of like, what the fuck? Yeah. And it is a voodoo feeling. And it is a feeling of like, shit, if it is a simulation, is it possible then that every single one of us is experiencing their own subjective reality and possibly our decisions are literally warping time and space in a way that it's affecting the outcome of the Super Bowl?
Who knows? That sitting in the other room actually made a difference?
If there was one shared reality, if there was a shared reality, no. But if we're each experiencing our own individual universes, and we are, as far as you know, you're the only person who knows that you're aware. You don't know. I could be just some projection of
you. I hope not. I really like you.
I like you too.
I like you, dude. I hope you're not. I hope that you. I hope that you. What the fuck? I hope you're not that. I like all you guys. This is a great show. I don't want you to be something I created in my brain that's going to go away someday.
Terrible, right? It's terrible to think that, but it could be.
Do you ever now, when I meditate, I shut my eyes and I let whatever visions happen and I try to trail them. I try to just go. When I say visions, I mean when you shut your eyes, you see there's something there. Yeah. It's not just darkness. There's this whatever. Christy just Christy just did it.
Yeah. I want to do it too. You're like,
if you shut your eyes, you can see there's something there. And if you just go with that image and follow it as far as you can, a lot of times I fall off and I come back to the back of my eyes or whatever it is. But if I follow it, all of a sudden I'm somewhere else in another, and I start going down that thing. Like, this is another place. This is somewhere else that I could go to. But I know it's weird, but I'm like, oh my God. Oh, cool. And now my brain isn't thinking about my world. I'm thinking about this world and my breathing's different and my thought pattern's different. And I start to almost smile sometimes because I'm somewhere else in the back of my eyes. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. And I don't do any drugs. I don't do anything. I've eaten a lot of cookies where I was almost on drugs.
I don't think you need drugs for that kind of stuff. I think that's a pretty terrible mistake people make, is to think that you have to have psychoactives.
Well, a lot of people say that, though. A lot of people say you have, you know, doing these drugs or doing this It brings you to where you can't go as a regular person.
I don't think that's fair to say, because your brain is filled with drugs already. It's filled with every a lot of drugs that you take trigger a reaction that causes your brain to release things that were already there. It's the drug just tells your brain to do something. So I don't know. I mean, I love psychedelics. It's my favorite, one of my favorite things on earth.
What is, explain to me, because I know what a psychedelic is, just the name of it. I know it's a drug, but what? What are psychedelics?
Well, I mean, it's a family of drugs that, so as opposed to like...
A mama, papa, and a baby bear?
Yeah. Well, this, exactly. Like, so it's like...
Are they all cousins, like in Virginia?
That's a great question. It's interesting. Well, you've got like, it's you have like stimulants, you've got barbiturates, uppers, downers, and then you have this class of drugs, which includes LSD, mushroom, psilocybin, dimethyltryptamine, and a lot of other great substances that produce these sort of profound mystical shifts in consciousness that are usually quite beneficial to a person. And also,
you say usually, what happens on the other end? What is the other part of that?
Well, I have a friend who like works at, he's a psychiatrist. He works at what used to be called freak out tents. They don't call them that anymore. But
it's a good name. So,
and I asked him.
I wonder why.
I asked him to tell me the worst freak out he's ever seen. And the story he told me was that someone came in with his friend who had accidentally taken the equivalent of like 30 hits of LSD.
Wow. Jesus.
And he was trying to rip his teeth out of his head with his hand, with his fingers. He's like trying to pull his front teeth out.
Right.
And then he starts throwing himself into the ground to try to break his teeth out of his head.
Right.
So that's an example of where it goes really, really bad.
That does not sound fun.
Well, that's what happens when you overdose and when you take it, when you're not responsible. I mean, it's you know.
Okay, so you responsible. You can take, you have, so there's a certain amount you should take. How do you find that out?
Well, again, like you would have to do your due diligence. A lot of people don't, I don't think they respect these substances. They think, oh, we're going to fucking trip out. Like, and when I was a kid, that's what I used to do. I'd get some acid, wouldn't ask the dosage per hit, wouldn't care, would hope it was very strong, take it, go to the shopping mall, stare at escalators. That was how I would like trip out.
That sounds like a fucking, sounds like a great punk band name, staring at escalators.
Nothing like great, no, there's nothing great about it. But so that kind of way of taking drugs is a prior result of the war on drugs, because kids don't know the right way to take drugs. And usually when you're taking drugs, you're taking them at the same age in tribal societies where kids are going through like initiations that involve psychedelics. So there seems to be some pattern there where you're like, you're taking them, but you think it's a criminal act. So you're acting like a criminal. So if you were going to take a psychedelic now, you might want to take it with like, take 3 days off from work, make sure you don't have anything to do the next day, do a vacation around it so you're chilled out, drive somewhere, rest that night, the next day take the psychedelic, and the next day relax. And
have you ever taken a psychedelic?
No, I'm not a lot of fun.
Why?
That doesn't mean you're not fun. You're lots of fun.
Additionally, I'm not a lot of fun. But,
would you ever do it?
I've never ruled it out totally, but it's like not, I have like a lot of like anxiety over control of my own body. So it's like the kind of thing you're talking about. Like I grew up with that attitude of like, you don't know what this is. And like, you don't know. So it's, but that's where I am psychologically. I just have like a hard time going like, no, this is going to be good.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I would think that if you took psychedelics, you'd do a lot of crying.
Yeah, I probably would, because I'm not like a deep feeler of sadness most of the time, and I feel like it would break me open.
It would break you open,
which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's also like, well, there's I don't steer towards it in my sober life, or you know, but like not altered state.
Yeah,
so it's like I think that's a reason that I've avoided.
I'd be afraid certainly. Because I think a lot of rage would come out of me.
Mm.
You know, I wouldn't want, I don't know if, because I might be a cry. I'm either going to be a real fucking like, why did he fucking, or I'm going to be like, fucking cock, fucking devil, fuck cock.
Yeah, you know? I have bad OCD. It's better now, but my whole life I've had really bad OCD.
Really?
So that ritual stuff you were talking about before, I think I'd be way too, I don't drink, I don't do anything.
I've never seen your OCD. What do you do?
I'll do like repetitions. I'll touch things a certain amount of times. I'm always counting.
Everything has to be like even numbers. It's particular things, not everything, but there's very particular things that I'll do. Like if I'm checking to make sure a door is locked,
right,
I'll have to turn it three times to the left, three to the right, two, two, one.
Those give great hand jobs.
One, I two, walked three, right four, into that.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Nine, but no, but yes.
But so no, but yes.
No, but yes.
But I like, yeah, I think I'm like Josh.
Now, have they figured out how to use these drugs to help people?
Yeah.
At all?
MAPS. If you look at MAPS as a organization.
I think it was like a map.
I know.
Look
like Google,
map.
Google
look
Maps.
Maps, man.
That's why Apple Maps suck.
It's on every map, man. In every city, man. That's all you got to do is find a map, brother. And it will lead you to God. No, it's a...
Dude, you would be in that role. You would be fantastic.
It's MAPS is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. And they're the people who are about to get MDMA legal because they're using it to treat PTSD.
Now, MDMA is
ecstasy.
Okay.
And it works to treat PTSD. The FDA, they're in like, I think the third phase of the trial, which is a big deal. It means they're getting like really positive results. And so these guys have worked out a way to take MDMA that isn't the way people usually do it, which is it's like preceded by 3 months of therapy. And then when you take the substance, they know exactly the right dosage that works best with PTSD.
So you're not going to be fucking, I love you, and
oh, you're going to be like that, but on either side, you're going to have two clinical psychologists who are sitting there with you. So when the OCD comes, when the rage comes.
When the bass drops.
When the bass drops.
Yes!
That's it. When the...
That's so funny.
That is so funny.
God, you're fucking fast. Well, I mean, you're so fast.
You are the gunslinger, man. My God, beautiful. Yeah.
You are not a sniper. You are a gunslinger.
Thank you.
Man, that's so
holy shit.
I appreciate it. It's very kind.
Yeah.
No, but I want to hear the rest of the. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
I love it, man.
With goofy jokes.
No, this is a comedy podcast. This isn't fucking Tucker Carlson. You can interrupt with jokes.
We need that. But when the bass drops, they're there to like to be with you, so that you can like all that shit you guys are talking about. That the reasons you're saying. Or reasons to not take psychedelics, I would say that is the reason to take a psychedelic, but to take it in the right way and to make sure you take it. If you're a sober person, you got to make sure that you're not going to relapse. If there's like a 2% chance you're going to relapse, you can't do it.
No.
You just can't do it. You did too much work. You've gotten to a place where you're sober. Don't fuck
that
up.
That's where I kind of get bummed out, because a lot of people I know, I go to therapy, I go to a program, I have friends that I use as program, but I have a lot of people that use drugs, just take these fucking happy pills.
Yeah.
And they're cool. And I don't get to take them. Mm. And I'm like, fuck, I wish I could take a pill so I don't have to worry about my temper. I could just be that. But my therapist is like that. When you're done taking them, all your shit's still going to be there. So you're going to have to take the shit forever. And just mask your problems, or we just deal with it now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, but is that dealing with it forever? Am I always going to be in therapy? Am I always going to be fucking angry? I just wish they would make a pill that would fix, I don't know, just untangle shit.
You know what?
And make you be like, hey, how you guys doing? So we could all just be, I could make great connection in show business and be famous already.
Yes.
Instead of my fucking shitty reputation I have. I'm a fucking temperamental fatso.
That's so weird, man.
Do we really want him on the show for 7 years? I heard he's a temperamental fatso.
Never heard of a temperamental comedian, man. That's fucking odd.
No, really? Oh my God, dude, it happens all... Oh, shit.
Also, again, very rude of them to say fatso. That was to be
rude.
Applicable.
You know, I've heard this saying... in Buddhism, they say anger is hot fear. It's so like fear.
Yeah, yeah.
When you heat up fear, it turns into anger, and when you like cool down anger, it turns into fear. So if you're an angry person, usually like in Buddhism, they would say you're scared of something.
I'm scared. Oh, absolutely. I say that. I believe that 100%. Anger is. I think it actually it's hurt feelings. I think it's pain.
Yeah.
And I had that joke in my act. My therapist said, you know, I fight with my girl. I was fighting with her around 5 years ago a lot. We were fucking like screaming and yelling and me screaming. She's very passive aggressive. Yeah. She'll take it. And then all of a sudden just go, it's just a sandwich on a, you know, in public. And everybody's like, why is this asshole yelling about a sandwich? But yeah. It's not about a fucking sandwich. Right. Anyways, I would yell and he said, next time you get in a fight, just say you hurt my feelings. And I was like, go fuck yourself. That's stupid. He goes, that's all it is. Yeah. You just, she's hurting you. The respect or whatever, you're afraid, blah, blah. And that's exactly what it is. But it's hard to get rid of that. But some people take a pill and it goes bye-bye, you know, which is great. And I, you know, whatever that fucking does to people's heads, you know, bipolar, all these people.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm an addict. I'm a recovering addict. I can't just take a pill to just make everything go away. I have to fix it. I have to go to meetings. I have to deal with it. And I know there's a lot of people out there like that. My weight problem's fucking crazy. I heard that they're coming out with a pill for diabetes. So if you have diabetes too, I guess, there'll be a pill. You take it. You don't have it.
That's crazy.
You know how fat people are going to get? You know how fat I'm?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I see what
you're
saying.
You know how fat people are going to be if you can just have diabetes and eat anything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to lose feet. You're just going to be a fat fuck. No diabetes, just chowing away. The one thing that's keeping me from pushing four bills is losing a foot and, you know, getting full-blown diabetes.
Fuck, so, man.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. That'd be great if they had a pill where we could just fucking regulate. Just be
like
the
a discipline pill.
It would literally discipline your body, spirit, and mind.
Yeah,
where it could set your tone, like a you know, and you don't eat, overeat.
Wait, you know about fecal implants, right?
I am not eating shit.
Well,
I am not putting
shit.
It goes
in the other side. I think. Oh, maybe you do eat.
What is a fecal implant?
What's a fecal implant? I've never heard of
that. You know about that?
No, I've never heard of it.
What?
What is it?
It's my favorite kind of porn. No, it cures everything, man. Just watch it once. Trust me, it's like looking in the Ark of the Covenant to see a man eat a shit pill.
What the fuck?
No, fecal implant. Because a lot of people say a lot of our behavior is like our gut. Biome is like so a lot of people who are like overweight they think it's like a lack of discipline when it's like you've got these colonies of gut bacteria who are communicating with your brain and giving you the impression of free will and you eat more than you should when really you're just being controlled by these colonies of like microscopic beings that live inside your stomach. So when you get a fecal implant, it's like parachuting in a missionary of who comes in and like transforms your gut biome into a healthier body.
Well, it's a fecal transplant.
A fecal transplant.
I gotta replace
implant.
My asshole?
Yeah, well, no, you gotta take someone... the shit in your. Go ahead. Yeah.
You gotta take someone else's poop and put it in your body.
That's it.
Oh, wait a second, dude.
A healthy person's poop.
Dude, what are you doing Tuesday?
You don't want my poop, man. Yeah.
Can I please have your shit?
Yeah, sure. Like, I just want
to
help.
Can we sit asshole to asshole? And can you shit in my asshole?
I think that's the GOP replacement for Obamacare, I think.
I don't have the money. My insurance is just switched over.
I can't afford high quality shit right now.
I have a chair. I'm going to cut a hole. I'm going to sit underneath it.
The chair.
You sit on top. You have the comfortable spot.
Thank you.
I just need you to shit in my asshole.
And let me film it for VR.
All right, listen, we got to wrap this fucker up. Oh my God, this was very enlightening.
Yeah.
Very funny. Let's go around the room and of course you.
Yeah, listen to Talking Funny with Christy.
It's a brand new show on our network. I'm very happy. I'm very proud of it. You've been working really hard on it. It's a great show. You have a bunch in the can already.
Yeah, and they're going to be coming out every Wednesday now.
Every Wednesday.
I know. Look at me talking like a podcaster. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's
and
really,
tell everybody
really fun.
What type of show it is.
It's a show with me, Christy, and I sit down with my favorite comics, and we talk about like everything comedy and life and everything. But that's pretty much
How long is it? Like an hour?
Yeah, we have. I don't think we've. Oh, actually, no. The first episode was like an hour and like 10, I think.
But around an hour every day.
Yeah,
and it's a great episode.
It's fun.
Great show.
Great comics on it.
Right.
So it's really fun. Listen and subscribe. Follow us on social media.
Yes.
At TFWC Podcast.
What else you got? I fucking love her. How do you not love her?
I do.
Don't you? You too. I mean, you're very lovable too, my friend.
Totally.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, I have a show with Mateo Lane at Union Hall, March 28th, Battle of the Divas.
The guy,
it's
really,
really fun. We have Sashir Zamata and Bob the Drag Queen on. It'll be a lot of fun.
Mateo's body is made from God.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's unbelievable.
The fucking definition between his side and his ass.
It's a beautiful thing.
I don't even understand it.
You know, he's a real badonkadonk.
I don't even get it. Like, if I had that ass, I'd be bisexual. I would let everybody use it. I would just let everybody. I would let. Look at it. Look at that.
He's a big Gustavi.
Yeah, that ugh.
I never saw it so large.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at him. Go scroll down a little bit.
I never want to play a Mario game ever again.
Stop. Oh. Go back up.
So cute.
Stop. Right? Go back right there. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love Stabby. They're both. I love them both.
Stabby's ass is funny. He's a little fucking mushed ass. All right. What do you got, man?
I've got a podcast called The Duncan Trussell Family Hour, and it's at DuncanTrussell.com. So.
Awesome. And that's it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing stand-up here. I've got a show coming up at the Bell House, a live podcast, March 21st.
Great.
With this guy, Krishnadas, who does, like, kirtans. It's like Hindu chanting, which sounds, it's actually amazing. He's amazing. I think he played at the Grammys once. He's like a really, really fascinating philosophical guy. So I'm going to be interviewing him about like chanting, mantras, why they work, what they come from. So that's
my friend of mine's a yogi up the street. He lives on 13th Street. And what are you laughing at?
Just, why did you have to say where he lived?
No, it's a yogi studio. Like a bunch of yogis live there.
Oh, wow.
That's why. It's not his house.
He's in the 13th Street yogis, huh?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, it's a yoga studio, but upstairs are all the yogi yogis, whatever the fuck. I feel weird now. Yeah, yogis. Thank you, Duncan. Fucking bitch me out of my friend's name, yogi. But I was going to him for a meditation. And I remember he took me upstairs. We did 2 hours of meditation and yoga, and it was unfucking believable.
You got high as a kite, didn't you?
I got high as a kite.
Yeah.
And we go up to the fifth floor or the sixth floor, and he's like, "This is where all the male yogis live." And the main yogi walked by, looked like what you think of the beard, and he's like, "Hi, how you doing?" A really nice guy. And I'm like, "Oh." And he goes, "All the women yogis are on the fifth floor. One lady, she's a cunt." I go, "What the fuck? Even you? You're not fucking, you know what I mean? You have cunts too? You're not, we just did 2 hours, you're a yogi."
That's New York City yoga. Yeah.
So, I would like you to come back on. I'd like to talk about that.
Anytime.
And maybe have him come on too.
Okay, yeah.
Now, you know what? Scratch that. He's in a wheelchair. I don't want to get him up the fucking flights of stairs. Take too long. But maybe we could do one. I would love to have you back.
I'd love to.
All right, great.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. What do you got, man?
Oh, man. I am mostly just around the city because we're writing. So it's so come see me around joshgondelman.com. I put up my dates. Watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver so I can keep having a job. And
I don't think you have to worry about that.
I hope so.
No way.
And I have an album. Is that okay to plug? I have an album called...
Whoa. No, we only do that the third Tuesday.
Okay.
We do albums. So if you do an album plug today...
Yeah, I'm bumping somebody next week. I understand how it works.
Of course you can fucking plug.
It's called Physical Whisper, and you can get it.
Wait, what?
It's called Physical Whisper. Yeah, it's just the dumbest. It's like one tiny thing from a joke, and it's the cover is like a fake Michael Bolton album cover, basically.
Is it up on the internet?
Yeah.
Let me see this.
And you can get it on digitally and on cassette,
awesome.
not CD.
Let me see this.
Yeah, that's me.
Let me see. see the image.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's real stupid.
Oh, it's great.
That's great.
So funny, man. That looks, you know, people are going to buy that as an album.
Oh, yeah. You know, it looks, I mean, it's
some middle-aged lonely woman with 10 dogs is going to pick that up and go, I need a physical whisper.
And they're going to be super disappointed by me, which, not a first, won't be a last.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Will you come? I really
of
come
course,
back.
This was a blast. Thanks for having me.
So glad you came on. What a fun show. Lauren, what do you got, baby?
Just at
besides
Lauren
A cups.
I know, they're so tiny.
When I hired her, she had fucking C cups.
She
sounded
like a little boy today.
She had C cups when I hired her. Then they went to B 1 week, and now she's down to these fucking chiclets. I only hire C cups, is what I'm saying. People's got a massive hog, okay?
Not true.
We know. Nobody thought that was true.
Well, you can find me at Lauren Kubera across social meds.
And you almost died again, right?
I almost died again. Sepsis came back a little bit. I was in the hospital for sepsis. I got better, and then it came back just a tid. But I was on top of it a lot better, so good to
she's
go.
She's literally almost dying every week.
He FaceTimed me. I'm like in the hospital, like,
Hang on, yeah, let's get that act out one more time. What were you like? Oh my god!
It's like I was there.
Yeah. No, it was really dramatic.
Oh my god, it was amazing. I'm still fucking. I can see it. Just one more time. Give us with the hand though. Do the hand.
I can't do it.
Just one more time. Oh wow. Yeah. I mean, that is a master class.
I'll be at the Oscars.
Like, do I have sepsis now?
Yeah. Everybody has sepsis.
Oh my god. You are. I mean, are you at UCB? What are you doing?
I'm at UCB. You'll find me there. I'm on everyone's podcast.
What a fucking class.
One woman show called Contagion.
Yeah.
we thought it was sepsis, but it's really AIDS. All right, ready? Deepu, what do you got?
People can follow me at R2Deepu, and you know, the usual thing, stand-up, couple podcasts, streaming on Twitch.
Name them, buddy. Come on, stop being
you
so
okay with
humble.
That? Buddy. Like the conflict of interest or something like that?
Oh, really?
I'm trying to keep it classy.
Fuck you. You're classy. Okay. I want to promote everything you do. I told you, I had a guy come up to me. I was just in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State. The best club ever.
Incredible. Yeah. It's so wonderful.
It makes me sick. Makes me sick, dude. How nice they are. The guy at the airport, Robert, we're so excited to have you back. I almost went, shut the fuck up. Because I thought he was joking. Greatest guy ever. Drops me up at the hotel. Unbelievable. I said I pulled a calf muscle because I'm fucking chubby walking on sand. Fat people shouldn't walk on sand and flip-flops, right? So I pulled the calf muscle, and he calls me up. All right, we have a massage. There's a masseuse, a salon upstairs from the club. There's an appointment at 7:30 if you'd like it. We set it up for you.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I go in. I get a massage so nice. Before the show. I come back down. Three of my favorite cigars are in the fucking green room. It says, welcome back. On the board, it says, welcome home, Robert.
Oh,
so
my
excited.
God.
And then they go, what do you want for dinner? I go, I don't know, Greek salad? Boom, Greek salad after the show.
Wow.
Sold out every show.
Where is this?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Sold out all the shows.
That's amazing.
And they said, look it, man. I had a lot of fans there, but they help you sell that sucker out. It's like a group.
That's
it's
amazing.
Like a thing. Unfucking believable. I'm there, guy. A lot of YKWD fans. Thank you for listening. A lot of premium members.
Wow.
A lot of people coming up proud to be premium members. $1.99 a month. You just go download the app. What's the app called?
It's called the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
Available on iOS. Do I not know the name, or are you just trying to include people in this? That's for you to decide. iOS and Android. Download that sucker, join, and you become a premium member. We just did a whole nother Creeps with Kids going behind the paywall. Rapow. But a lot of, they come up, one guy came up and he goes, the reason I'm saying this is not to be racist, but I just, the demographic that usually likes blah, 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 you know, younger kids. But guy, my age or a little older, white guy, not Deepu's demographic, said, you tell Deepu I fucking love him on the show. He's gotten so much funny, he's funnier, he's killing
I am dying to know what he heard.
Every week, dummy.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is what's going to make you great, and this is why you're annoying. Because of your shitty self-esteem.
That's why we hate each other.
You have an ego with the shittiest self-esteem. It's a bad combination.
That's a great way to help someone with low self-esteem. To be like, that's what makes you fucking rotten. It's your low self-esteem.
It's just like your brain is the problem.
We're going to get a pill someday. I'm going to shit in your asshole. After he shits in my asshole.
Imagine if I could get as funny as you from just putting your poop
forward.
I'm the sick one. I need it.
How good would that? I just have Chris Rock shit in my asshole. All of a sudden I'm touring the country. I get Chris, Louie, and fucking Bird to just shit in my asshole. I'm the greatest, biggest comedian. I'm just on a rock on a mountain.
You know what, dude? Fucking dude. She shit in my ass, dude. And then Louie shit. His shit was a little red and mushy. And then Chris Rock shit. And it was fucking... It smelled like fucking barbecue, and then Billy Burr shit, and it was fucking edamame.
It's just like a gritty reboot of Freaky Friday.
That'd be a great show. Write it. You're a writer. Write it. I'll start it. Duncan will fucking be in it too.
Do it.
We'll put Deep Woods aside. Of course, Christy, we're gonna fucking look at sex.
Someone in chat said this was YKWD hipster edition.
Why? Because he has a beard?
I don't know.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Good call.
Glasses, beard, jeans.
I've never thought of myself as that though, but that's cool.
Yeah. Your voice just became a
hipster. I am not a hipster.
Don't call me that.
I do. I love the coat because my mom does have it.
Does she really?
Yes.
That's
a Jackie Onassis coat.
I'm not a shit. I love this.
I love that coat, too.
In fact,
too.
That makes me love the coat even more.
That my mom has it.
Yes.
I really do like the coat. You look good. I wish I could get a coat that I could button and look that svelte in. All right, so what else we got? Me.
We got your dates. March 10th, 11th, and 12th, you will be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco.
I fucking love them. I've been at Punchline San Fran, which I love. Now I'm at Cobb's, which is... I love that club, too. I'm so excited to go back. I love... San Francisco. My wife used to come with me, which I loved even more when we were single. Now, there's no way I'm lugging a kid across country and hanging around San Francisco, so I'll be there by myself. So any girls that want to fucking give me blowjobs for free. No, I'm kidding. I don't want head.
March 13th.
If there are any really smart girls that want to shit in my asshole, like healthy, smart girls. Go ahead.
March 13th and 14th, Bobby will be at South by Southwest doing the Laugh Boston show in Austin, Texas.
I will be... What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Laugh Button show.
Laugh Boston. That's fucking crazy. Yes,
John Tobin book, South by Southwest.
I know, John Tobin, who I love. South by Southwest. I'm doing Live Way KWD out there. So next week you guys have off.
Cool.
Excited?
A little bit.
Ugh.
Could use a week off. I'm kind of sick right now, if you can't tell.
Yeah, well.
Me too. Me and Devo are dying.
You're dying from being on YKWD. Yeah, next week I'm there. We're doing a live YKWD. We're going to do, I'm doing a show with, incredible comedians. That's out there from Laugh Button. I'm doing guest fucking marriage therapist for the Rich Voss My Wife Hates Me show.
Cool.
Another show on Riotcast.
Ugh. Oh my god, that was so cute.
Did you just blow snort like an Asian woman out of your nose?
I don't know what happened. I blacked out.
So next week I'm gonna be in Austin. It's gonna be killer. And then
Bobby will be at Bananas at Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey on April 1st.
Fuck you. You I fucking love that club. You fucking fucks. Buy tickets. What?
I'm coming.
You're right. I'm getting a room. You're gonna fucking come. You're goddamn right. Wear those slutty silver.
No. Look slutty. I don't look slutty.
What?
Wear slutty silver.
Look, I just want a finger in my butt. I'll jerk off. I just want two knuckles.
I'll give you my sepsis poo.
I want two knuckles up to there.
No.
Just up to there. That finger up to that knuckle. That's it. And then do this at the top, like this. Try to bend it. All right. Yeah, we got that. Go to robertkellylive.com for all my fucking dates. I have to piss. I can feel my heartbeat under my asshole.
Also, if you're a fan of the show and want to come in and watch live, email me at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
Yeah, there's a guy that keeps emailing me about coming into the studio. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Get at me.
Get
at her. Don't get at me, because I look at it and go, fucking, why isn't she? And then I forget about you because I have a shit short memory. So do that. What's the email again?
YKWDproducer@riotcast.com.
Okay. All dick pics go there too.
Yeah.
You got big dicks, send those dick pics over. If you have anything fan-wise, you want all the stuff behind us is from fans, you want to send something in, what's the address?
117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 10012.
Hopal, care of YKWD, Robert Kelly.
Attention, Wyatt.
Go to the network, riotcast.com. All right, one of the greatest comedy networks out there, podcast network out there. We got Christy Cello's new show.
Yay!
And we have Kathy Kay's new show, Strictly Anonymous. That show is fucking nuts. She puts an ad on Craigslist and Backpage looking for deviants. They call in with anonymous, like King Tut, whatever their fucking name they choose, and they talk about their fucking crazy shit. I listened to one where the only way the guy could come is wearing nylons and stealing women's nylons. And it was crazy. There was one with a guy and the mother. You got to listen to this podcast. There's so many. And her whole thing is not to make fun of these people. It's let your freak flag fly. Fucking talk about it. And it's such an interesting show. She interviews these people. It's strictly anonymous. If you have something freaky, if you're a freak, if you're a secret freak, you can email her. Be on her show. Nobody will know it's you. It's a great show. Check it out. And of course, Talking Funny and all the other shows on riotcast.com. We love you so much. Thanks for listening for another episode. You know what,
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.